necessary.
Who, first of all, there's no attitude. I just want to get the show on the road because people are waiting with bated breath to listen to what we're saying.
Attitude.
People in Austria
are. Yeah, fucking attitude.
I can't believe what you said to me. You got some attitude.
Oh, we're singing a real song?
Yeah, what's the song?
Misfits.
Attitude. Oh, yes, it is the Misfits.
Oh, could you sing some more?
No.
He said no and ruined the bit, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
So,
could you shut up?
All right.
Raw pink meat.
If you tune in for any of us to speak tonight, you're not going to get anything.
Nope.
Might be the best show we've ever done.
I'm excited about it.
How do you say our guest's last name, HK?
Like mattress, but with an N.
Shady Natris.
Mattress.
Natris.
Natris or mattress?
Mattress.
Wait, are you saying mattress?
Saying Pam or Pam?
Are you fucking me right now, Tony?
Only if you're putting it out there, dude.
Are you fucking me right now?
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
Pink meat.
Yeah, we're all pink meat, Handsome Kevin. Jesus Christ, KJG.
Nah, you're fucking, not wrong.
No, my acronyms are all over the place.
Nah, you're good.
So it's Natris.
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 But you're saying mattress.
No, I'm saying Natris.
No, if this fucking.
But no, Handsome Kevin was continually saying mattress when we were definitely trying to qualify if it was Natris.
No, no, I said it's like mattress with an N.
But then you continue to say mattress.
So you just said mattress again.
I'm saying it with an N.
Yes, he's saying it with an N.
You motherfucker.
He's not saying it with an N.
Thank you, Double T. I don't trust you can hear it all either way, KJG, so I can't trust you on that one.
Oh, I can. I just, I can hear. I can't remember, but I can hear.
I was going to say, I didn't think KJG ever had hearing problems.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I have great hearing. Impeccable.
Oh, great hearing.
Oh, yeah. Hearing and eyesight and smell.
Can you hear what I'm thinking?
Pizza.
Oh, so close.
Pizza Natris.
Probably Domino's.
Papa John's?
No, it's Domino's. He's thinking about some fucking mango habanero pineapple chicken pieces. That's what he's thinking of.
Nope.
Yeah, you fucking liar.
We're fucking vegetarian.
So, vegetarian?
Right. Yeah. He's vegetarian.
You're
with an
phony.
N.
Hey, this guy's a great big phony. Hey,
a vegetarian?
You're not a vegetarian.
That's right. You're a big fat phony.
Fucking Taylor ham, egg, and cheese at my house.
He's not an orthodox vegetarian.
He's not a practicing vegetarian.
Thank you. It's KJG. You're right.
So when you play Fight Forever, devout. you pick the vegetarian menu?
I'm so fucking dumb with that game. No, I don't pick shit in that game.
Great.
Good.
Everybody on the bus.
You seem a little fired up tonight, HK.
Yeah, ornery.
Maybe I'm a little hornery.
With an N.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Plenty of them.
Well, we're going to have fun. We had Shady Mattress with us tonight.
You fucking nutsack.
How do you know somebody from the UK?
I've known Shady for a couple of years now. So we reached out, became friends on Twitter, and started chatting. Actually, he's helped me throughout my wrestling career just as much as anybody else. He is a fantastic guy.
He's helped you through Twitter?
No, we talk.
No, I know, but does he live in the UK?
He lives in the UK, yeah.
Interesting. We don't talk anymore. I was very confused by this whole booking. I'm not against it. I was just very confused.
Trying something new, baby.
No, I'm good. I just thought he was like a Minnesota guy, and Kevin said he had helped him. And I was like, oh, okay, so we probably worked some Midwest wrestling shows with him.
No, he hasn't wrestled in the States at all. Oh. Not even once.
How do you guys understand each other with the language barrier?
Oh, that's a great question.
I got to call KJ in and use his ears.
Do you guys about things in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
We don't do a lot of temperature talk.
No?
No, not really.
That's kind of your job, Matt.
Yeah.
Does the UK use Celsius?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. They use kilometers, and they don't use the metric system, too.
No, they don't.
We're the only ones that don't.
We're the metric system.
Wait, which one is inches and feet?
That's metric.
Oh. So the, okay.
I can't even keep a straight face, God damn it.
All right, so they don't use the metric. We're the only ones that do use the metric system.
No, use the imperial system, and they use the metric
system. What
the fuck
is... What?
Wait. Isn't it the imperial system?
The metric system is meters and kilometers and...
Yes.
Millimeters. All right, so you were fucking with me.
Yeah. We use the imperial system. That's what we use.
Yeah. We're the only ones that use
We don't use the imperial system. The UK uses the imperial... What the fuck do we use?
All right, that's not dumb anymore.
Not the brain.
No, we use the imperial system. We do.
So I'm assuming they use the metric because they use meters and kilometers and...
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is funny because the British were the ones that came up with the imperial system in the first fucking place. How does that happen?
And you know what it sucks is that the only time we use the metric system is when we talk about stupid-ass 5Ks and shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, what
that's
the fuck?
So dumb.
Why can't it just be a 5-mile race?
Yeah, five.
Or make it a 2-mile race. Fucking fix that shit up.
Yeah, why are we calling them 5Ks, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not using it for anything else.
Yeah.
Except for, like, science.
Oh. What would be... What are the betting odds the four of us run a 5K? Who finishes... Who doesn't finish? Who finished first?
I finished first.
Stop it!
You know 100%. What? I can't disagree with that. I'm going to say I finished second. And
bro, you think
Kevin
he could run in fucking jeans?
Who said I'm running in jeans?
Not you, him. KJG.
I own shorts.
I've never seen you in shorts once in my life.
I wore shorts to your barbecue.
The barbecue, I was going to say. I've only been around him twice, and I've seen him in shorts.
All right, so we're going to have a race.
I spend a lot of time in Florida. I have shorts now.
Oh, look at this fucking guy.
I know, the fucking world traveler. I travel to
it's the
Sunshine
same coastline,
State.
You fucking rabbit. I don't know why rabbit fucking... came out of my house.
But it's 40 degrees Fahrenheit on the empirical system difference.
That's now it's right. An empirical system.
Don't get short with me.
Well, I was going to say I finished before HK because he's kind of short. He's got short legs. He's going to have to work a little harder to get there. And I don't know if Matt finishes.
I was 100% finish.
Matt's on his feet all the time, so he definitely has the stamina, I think.
No, he's probably bow-legged from standing still all the time.
He actually
don't stand still all the time.
Yeah, you kind of do.
No, I don't.
You do, 3 foot this way, 3 foot that way. Yeah,
kinda. I move my feet all the time. I can't stand still.
You move
That's
your feet
problem.
From side to yeah. side. Side to...
Let's say,
so
tell
Matt,
me, have you
Matt
ever,
might be
ever...
right on my heels then, I think, then, now that I think about it. I mean, and by that, I mean, like, probably, like, a good, like, you know, a couple kilometers.
Wait, you guys think you can run a 5K faster than me?
Yes.
To quote KJG, you're out of your fucking balls.
I like that.
Or what if you shorten it?
Do we have to sign up for a turkey trot?
Wait, we're trotting now? I might get the trots after I eat my turkey.
You get the shits anytime. Don't they do one of those stupid things on Thanksgiving? All the assholes that come home to... fucking go to amateur hour the night before, they all wake up so they can play fucking flag football and run in stupid 5Ks.
That sounds about right.
I don't think people go out on Thanksgiving Eve anymore, at least in our demographic.
Oof, that's a big
I don't give a shit. I don't fuck that.
No, I don't, but I
it.
Still know people that do.
Yeah,
our age bracket. I mean, if you do, you go out at like 6 and you're home by like 9.
I got a buddy that
die, get in the club and die.
Is a sheriff, and he said they do more DUIs the night before Thanksgiving than any other day of the year.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
That's like the companies make more money on fucking Black Friday than any other day of the year. Yeah. It's like common sense.
I mean, I guess it's just my town. I'm sure if you go to places like HK, you probably don't know, but like Matt and Tony would know. If you go to places like Hoboken or Jersey City, or like then they're probably flooded everywhere. But locally, it's not as – or Morristown even, Matt.
I know all about Hoboken.
Do you? No joking.
Oh, yeah. Operation Ivy.
There you go. I like it. Yeah, but nobody around here goes out anymore on Thanksgiving Eve.
Nobody on the show goes out on Thanksgiving Eve. So turkey trot, are we doing this?
I mean, I
5K?
Do, but
the three of us.
I can't on Thanksgiving. I have family obligations.
Yeah,
not at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning, you lazy shits. Let's go. Yeah,
exactly. I'm making a fucking turkey this year.
I'm making a turkey. You'll be home in a fucking however long it takes you to run 5 kilometers.
How about you run to my house? And then if you make it here, then I'll run to your house.
Going to Tony's house, it seemed like you might want to run in some spots.
Yeah. I mean, it is all, it's pretty much downhill.
I'd have to take the back roads. I'm not running through fucking Newark.
Just run down Route 3.
No, run down Belleville Avenue, Route 7.
Yeah, but that's I got to go way out of the way to get there for me.
That for you, yeah. But it's all downhill though, Matt, so that's a plus.
Just fucking run 280. It's all downhill until you get to Newark.
Until you get to 80.
That's the other. No, he'll be running away from 80. He'll be running.
I know, it's the other direction.
No,
I know.
No turkey trot. You guys are out.
No. Yes.
All right, so winner by default, me.
Well, handsome right. Kevin said he'll do it.
He's in fucking Minnesota. We're not going to fly
I
him
guess
out.
He's in the UK. That's not something. I mean, he could travel.
What
if it wasn't
our guest get in on a run?
What if you guys did it simultaneously?
What if we shortened it? We did like 30 yards. 30 yard sprint.
3.1 miles.
I'm saying we shorten the race. 30 yard sprint.
You're telling me you can't run
nothing.
3 miles?
Why don't we just do it football status and just do a 40?
No, yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah, we're talking.
The 5K is distance. We're not talking. I can't fucking run as fast. I'll fucking pull a hamstring trying to run a 40.
Smoke all of you in a 40.
It's not the only thing.
Oh, I'd smoke your ass.
Get out of here. You're in better shape than me, kid. I saw you.
Florida Kevin, when was the last time you ran a sprint?
When was the last time you ran?
Yeah, Florida Kevin. That's your name.
Yeah,
on
that's
the
your new
there,
fucking name now. Florida Kevin.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I had no idea. No, no clue. I don't know why I walk a lot.
I mean, Matt does too, according to him.
What do you mean, according to me?
According, you walk back and forth 3 feet. You go to the oven, you go to the dough. You go to the sauce, you go to the cheese. You go to the oven, you go to the dough. You go to the sauce. If there's a topping, you got to take a fifth trip. You got to go 2.3 inches more to the left.
I walk more than all you motherfuckers. I know that for a fact.
I was going to say,
bro.
I'm right behind Double T on this. I've worked restaurant industry for a long time. Your ass is moving.
I was a bartender for God knows how many years walking
you
up and
were,
down.
You were. Now you were. Sit at a desk all day.
Good. I was the bodyguard to the Shah of Iran. Who gives a fuck? I'll still outrun all he is.
I don't believe were that. Were you?
I think that was the Iron Sheik, Tony.
Me. I'm the man.
All right. This is riveting conversation.
Bet you had a crippled old Iron Sheik could run faster than you fucking come.
Let's hit that intro, baby.
He's dead. He's can't run at all. He's
of course
dead,
he can run faster than you.
He's a ghost.
Ooh, he ain't no ghost. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do not believe in ghosts.
Okay. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I'm surprised you don't believe in ghosts, Matt.
Why?
I don't know. You. That seems like kind of like up your...
Kramer?
Up your alley, yeah. Like, you like all that true crime, like...
Yeah, but that's real murder. That's not... There's no ghosts involved.
You know, wow, here we go. Kratzo's awake. Kevin's 5K is up and down Harrison Avenue from one dive bar to another.
First of all, there's only one dive bar in Harrison Avenue now. So,
I mean, there's some around the corner, aren't there?
No, Oak Barrel closed. There's a new... and I wouldn't consider those other ones dive bars.
But are you a fucking moron?
That's right. Stupid idiot.
A stupid fucking question.
I cut off Kevin? Why did I cut off Kevin?
Well, I don't know. What are you doing over there?
A stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Thanks, Bruce.
There it is. Well, we got Shaddy Natris from the UK calling us like
Shaddy
Nightheart 1 a.m. So this shady ought to be Shady.
Shaddy.
Shaddy.
Shady.
Shaddy Daddy.
Yeah, the Shaddy Daddy.
Shaddy Daddy's joining us. It'll be
quack, quack.
This guy. I felt bad.
This fucking
Twitter says he's a father. This guy's got to fucking be up till 1 o'clock in the morning and talk to us fucking chodes.
Dude, it's the UK. They're in the pubs till 2 a.m. It doesn't matter.
Kieran goes to bed at like fucking 9 o'clock, dude. He's like, I'd love to watch the show, but I go to bed like at a normal hour.
They're running 5Ks over there at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, geez, come on now.
Facts.
Well, the Shaddy
Natris. Did you forget the next line? Come on now. Let's go.
He's with us tonight. I got a lot of problems with AEW, so I'd like to talk to you guys about that. We got a pay-per-view this weekend. Billy's stunt last week cost him because, well, he don't have a home for his TV show no more.
Wait, wait, wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right, I'm ready for the show now.
We got the Can You Beat That Championship. Greg Cherry's back to take on last month's challenger, Kyle, from the Apron Bump Podcast. That's all here next. A week out from the anniversary show on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Let's get this dog and pony show on the road.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
You are watching
the Shining Wizards.
The Shining Wizards
Wrestling Podcast.
Wrestling Podcast. Man.
Live to episode number 663 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, live on social media, everywhere you go on streaming and podcasting platforms. We're playing Can You Beat That? We got Filthy Mattresses from the UK. Let's jump right into some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Handsome Kevin.
KJG.
Well, I'd ask you guys how you're doing tonight, but I really don't give a fuck. I want to talk to Filthy Mattress. When's he getting on?
Wow, that's not nice.
Of course it's not nice. I'm not a nice guy tonight. I want to keep it moving.
Why?
Because I want to hear about what's pissing you off with AEW. You can't throw a teaser at me like that, and then we're going to walk away from that from like 10 minutes. I got to man.
But people would like to catch up with us and see how we're doing.
Are you doing bad? Is anybody doing bad tonight?
No. Pretty
no,
good.
So there you go. We're all caught up. Everybody's great. Hunky dory.
Well, Handsome Kevin, he worked a pretty amazing wrestling show this weekend, and he got to rub elbows with some past guests of the show.
Oh, chop meat fucking Masato Tanaka? Dude, what's wrong with that dude's forehead?
Masato Tanaka's never been on the show.
Yeah, he's no Austin Theory.
Who said he was on the show?
I said he got to rub.
All right, so Tony, let me recap what just happened here.
I don't care. I want to know about Masato Tanaka's chop meat head.
Matt mentioned he got to rub elbows with former guests of the show. You brought up Masato Tanaka, which would insinuate
that
he was a former guest of the show, which he was not. Now, if he was Austin Theory, on the other hand, that would be a different story.
No, what?
Because he was on the show.
Well,
you get it?
Hell yeah!
Oh my god, this is gonna be a soundboard hectic night.
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah!
So Tony, do you understand what we're putting
down? It's not about you, douchebag.
So what we're gonna do now... is actually ask Kevin about the show that he worked.
He's fat!
I didn't tell
him. Oh yeah.
Oh, you...
Yeah, that's how I feel right now.
I have a small dick.
It's also how I feel, right?
Jesus!
Dummy!
Yeah. Liar, whore, and you know it!
How dare you!
We're just gonna sit out the rest of the show and just drop. Yeah, just drop. So. Just
fuck it!
It's actually a good idea for a show.
You fucking dickhead!
2 hours of drops?
Correct! Ding!
Now lean forward and choke yourself.
So, hey, HK, how was your show?
It was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. It was a great crowd. Met a ton of people from like fucking Aja Kong to Stan Hansen, Boogeyman, Rikishi, Chavo Guerrero. I didn't tell him that you thought he was the most useless of all the Guerreros. I did think about it, however. Chatted up with Clark Connors, had some words with Jonathan Gresham, Tori Wilson, Candice Michelle, Masato Tanaka, who's fucking amazing. Masato Tanaka, I think, hands down, had the match of the night with Joey Avalon. And Masato Tanaka, he can still go, man. The guy still flies. So, yeah, it was an incredible night for me. It was it was a memorable one, man. It's a packed house. The production was off the charts. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's got to be a really good feeling.
Oh yeah, and it was my debut with the company, so it was a big time debut.
Are you still going by JJ Rogue?
Yes. What's you don't like that? You don't care for that?
No.
Should I be TT Rogue just for you?
You could change it up a little bit. You just have the same gimmick, the fucking suit with the stupid sunglasses inside.
Oh yeah.
Why does Joey Avalon sound so familiar? Where do I know him from?
He's wrestled AEW before.
Am I thinking Pete Avalon? Am I thinking the other Avalon? Pete Avalon? Well,
that is the other Avalon.
Maybe I'm thinking him. But I feel like I know Joey Avalon, too.
Yeah, very possible. He's pretty well known. But he had him and Masato Tanaka had an incredible match. And even going into it, I wasn't quite sure like how he was going to perform. He's much slimmer than you remember him, but he had just an incredible match. ODB, Rachel Ellering, Earl Hebner. Cool. It was crazy. Hell of a night, man.
That's awesome, man. Those kind of nights are like always up in your brain forever. Like those memories, those encounters will never leave your head. Trust me. Like they will never.
Coming up February, Bret Hart.
Boring.
That was unnecessary. I'm wearing a Hitman shirt. Wearing my Hitman shirt, Tony. Don't be rude.
We're talking about the man's life experiences here, and you're just calling it boring. I know we'll get to the AEW that's pissing Matt off, but one of our own, it had a great night, and we should celebrate it. And
thank you very much, KJG. I appreciate that.
I am not a retard.
Did you change your pronouns? He said it had a great night.
You
caught that, right?
He said no.
I say it had a great night?
I heard.
It was a great night, or he had a great night, and probably just screwed it up. So if you want to be a dick about it, Tony, go ahead and be a dick about it.
Can somebody confirm that he said it? I know.
I thought he said he. I don't know.
He they him what him all?
Just handsome Kevin is fine.
Are you excited for February of Bret Hart? Tell Bret Hart.
Oh yeah,
I heart him.
I will tell him that. I will let him know.
All right. But you got to do me a favor.
We'll see. You can ask.
If he looks like a grandma, you got to let him know he looks like somebody's grandma.
Who's grandma?
He went through that phase where he looked like a grandma.
Right. But I'm just going to say, hey, you look like a grandma. I need specifics. Whose grandmother does he look
like? His half a Hulk face is fixed now, so he doesn't look much like a grandma anymore.
He kicked out.
Right after the stroke, he was looking rough.
Well, I mean, how many people look fucking ravishing after a stroke?
It wasn't the facial, though. It was the hair. The hair was very wispy.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's still pretty wispy.
No, not the way it was right after this. It looked like he'd been laying in bed for 6 months.
Yeah, it's a fucking dream. It's a fucking dream.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give me 6 months of laying in bed. Sign me up.
No, you'll get all atrophied. Yeah, from laying around, not doing anything.
And then you can't run a 5K.
Yeah. You know, getting up to take a piss is not, you know, that's not enough movement.
That doesn't count?
No, because you get up and piss, and it's not like you're going to piss, and then you brush your teeth, and you get dressed, and you go outside, and you do this. You're just going to piss and then going right back into bed. So your body's not getting enough movement. So then you start to get atrophy, and you get up. Your whole body looks like Paul Orndorff, WCW.
The whole body?
The whole thing, because you're not using it.
All right.
Because you're just laying in bed. And fucking Gary Spivey can't save you.
I'm pretty sure my arms will not be atrophied if I'm laying in bed for 6 months.
That's a great point. Both of them.
Yeah. You got to switch it up.
You'll switch it up. You do
the stranger?
The octopus?
What the fuck?
The look on your face, KJG, was fucking perfect.
I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of that.
You got to live your life, man.
He's just starting. He's just starting now. He's like 20 years behind us.
Yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah, well.
He's just starting to look. Florida Kevin is going to live his life to the fullest.
Attaboy.
I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, of course you're going to be okay.
You're going to get an octopus?
Let's stop this conversation right now.
Get a nanerpus.
All right, I'm going to chug this beer out of the Shining Wizard, hey! AJG, which I totally forgot I had.
No, you?
Yeah, well, yeah. But it was but I went to go like try to find the sock under my bed, and this was under my bed. No, come on. No.
Was it because of this?
I just dropped laundry on the floor, and it was trying
He was looking for the sock under the bed. Meanwhile, it's standing up across the room.
I saw the white box, and I was like, what the fuck's in this thing?
Oh,
and
yeah?
I was like, oh, no! KJG, Shining Wizard. This is now going to be my adult beverage chalice, if you will.
There you go. I got the...
No, not that. Tony's here twice.
So, you ready for it, Tony?
Am I ready for what, dude? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm all caught up on AEW. Same. All right.
Oh, boy.
Here's the problem. We were given... AEW, when it began, was an alternative to the WWE, right?
That's right.
It could not be more of a WWE carbon copy right now because they're not doing anything different from the WWE.
Well, they don't have the great stories WWE does.
Yeah, they're doing everything that WWE is... They're not doing. I couldn't disagree with that. The way
they're doing everything that WWE was doing when AEW became a thing, right? All this talent, shitty stories. What the fuck, dude? That's a mind fuck.
Yeah, what's good?
Why? Oh, the phone, huh?
No, the camera. Ooh. Does that even work?
Is that the Mevo?
No, I got a Logitech camera. All right, goodbye.
So it's almost like when WWE had Punk and Bryan Danielson and AJ Lee and all these young, very talented talents, and they're not pushing them. They're just bringing back Triple H and The Undertaker and Goldberg, and we're just seeing that in AEW now. Like, I don't want to see the fucking Big Show ever.
He looked awful
when he came out. Awful.
He can't even walk.
No, he looked at, how's he going to be in a fucking match? And I don't care if it's a fucking street fight with seven other guys. I don't want to see the Big Show on my TV. There's no continuity to the stories. Why is Willow Nightingale losing a number one contenders match and then getting a title shot a week later anyway? Why is Adam Page showing up and being all yuckety yuck with the Young Bucks a week after Shane Strickland broke into his house and put a shirt over his crib that his child was in? And then he shows up to the ring. He's all, we're going to have a fun time with the Hung Bucks. And he doesn't really, the switch doesn't go on until Shane.
He fucking swerved through the fucking table, though. And did the...
Yeah, but when you get to the arena, you should be mad. You should be yucking it up with your fucking friends. This dude just broke in your house and threatened your family.
The greatest character they've developed, MJF. They've made him a fucking afterthought.
He sucks.
He's a fucking joke. They put him in opening matches. It's nonsense. He's chasing after people trying to get his belt back. It's fucking ridiculous.
Let me tell you what really pissed me off about that. He had that 8-man match with the Acclaimed against the Gun Club. Jay White pinned him. That's a pretty big deal when someone who's not the champion pins the champion. And I know going into the pay-per-view will be great too. Don't get it twisted. They're going to put on a phenomenal show. But getting there is fucking atrocious. Jay White pins MJF in that 8-man tag match, and all the commentators want to talk about is Willie Scissor Max Caster. Are you fucking kidding me?
And why is Max Caster a stalker all of a sudden? You want to talk about shit in the bed? They fucking ruined and destroyed the Acclaimed. They have no fucking redeeming value whatsoever anymore. They turned Max Caster into a fucking baby. Oh, Max is my friend. Not everybody's your friend in fucking wrestling.
Friendships.
It's ridiculous.
Friendships. And how come last week on Dynamite, Adam Page is if he comes to ringside, he's not allowed in the building. He'll be suspended. There's been no consequences to Shane Strickland breaking into his house. None. The police weren't involved. No, it's silly. It's all silly. None of it makes sense. It's fucking atrocious. Do you know what? They got guys like Daniel Garcia and Ricky Starks and all these people, but I got to watch Sting wrestle every week. There's 2 weeks in a row now I've had to see a Sting match. I'm over it. This company is like WCW in 2024.
And they give you no reason to want to go out and buy a ticket for this shit. They really don't. They really don't. I was listening to Brian Alvarez today. He was on Shut Up and Wrestle with guest of the show, Brian Solomon. And they were talking about, like, even when you bought tickets for a fucking taping, they gave you incentive. They gave you a great, like, non-televised main event where, like, if you were going there, you knew you were going to see, like, Steve Austin and The Rock wrestling with The Undertaker and Triple H or some other fucking mishmash of top guys. Fucking AEW just show up. It's like, hey, FDR is going to fucking wrestle Jobber One and fucking Matilda the Hun. It's like, who gives a fuck? Nobody cares.
And then Samoa Joe, who's the ring, it's WWE adjacent. We need to break all the records that Ring of Honor held before fucking Tony Khan got his hands on it. They've had so many opportunities to take this fucking time. It is clear that ROH is going to be a developmental thing for AEW. ROH as a brand,
that far, dude.
ROH as a brand is done. They can have their Honor Club. They can do their 3 pay-per-views a year. It ain't worth fuck all.
Yeah, and I ain't picking them either. Fuck them.
Oh, you got
Samoa Who's Joe with me?
Decides he's just going to relinquish the Ring of Honor title, TV title, because he wants to go after MJF. What are we? There was an opportunity for Shane Taylor to take it off of him. There's an opportunity for Dalton Castle. You could have done a 3-way dance where Joe doesn't get fucking pinned. No, he just lays the title in the ring because nobody gives a shit about Ring of Honor or its stupid fucking titles.
Which they're explains this, why, yeah, MJF and fucking half nuts have the fucking tag belts yet.
They're
for
sending
no reason.
Two-thirds of the fucking 6-man tag champions to Japan for the fucking World Tag League. So nobody's going to be defending those useless pieces of shit. It's fucking aggravating. It's aggravating to watch the product and see where it's gone in 4 years to the point where it's fucking hard to get through. The Tony Storm shit fucking sucks. I'm done with it. Roddy Strong sucks. Get it out of here. Dude is pound for pound one of the best wrestlers in the world. And they got him doing this stupid shit where he's fucking screaming for fucking Adam Cole. It's so WWE'd up. It's not good.
It's not even WWE'd up, dude. It's WCW'd up at this point. And the fucking stories just don't make sense. It makes no sense on any level.
And didn't you just tell me a story where the Elite got back together, so now we're going to break up another part of the Elite with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega?
Oh, who gives a
fuck
about
the Elite?
Like,
what are we doing?
I just don't even care anymore. Why can't Kenny Omega just get away from this shit? Why? And why are they fucking, I'm still pissed off that they gave us fucking Kenny and MJF with 3 days of fucking buildup and the fucking streak is on the line. There's no fucking streak, dude. You're not the champ. Sorry. What the fuck are we doing? And I heard there's another tournament. Didn't somebody put in a Discord there's another tournament coming up?
Yeah.
They're doing a G1.
Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do. As if we haven't had G1 through 50 already this year.
I actually don't hate the idea.
No, I do, because it's another fucking excuse to just put matches on TV for the sake of having matches.
But there's not, because it's a round-robin-style tournament.
Oh.
That makes more sense than just having a tournament to have a tournament. You're guaranteeing that you're going to have six to 8 weeks worth of probably really good matches with something at stake.
What's going to be at stake? A the fucking title match that somebody's going to earn in 2 weeks anyway, doing some other cockamamie fucking thing.
Now look, on paper, I like the idea. What happens when it actually starts?
It's going to be bad, dude. Very well, it's going to be bad. You see AEW in front of it, and you know it's fucked. You just know it.
It's difficult to watch. I'm not going to lie. And I don't want AEW to be bad. I collect the fucking action figures. I watch the TV show.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'll order the pay-per-view Saturday night because I know it's going to be a great show.
But why is it going to be a great show? Just for the fucking, just for the wrestling?
No. But yeah, because that's what they do. All their pay-per-views are good. They put on great pay-per-views.
Yeah, but if there's no story there, who gives a fuck?
I agree.
I feel like pay-per-views, though, you can get away with being more about match quality than your week-to-week television show.
Well, now, but gotta, now they're falling in. Now they're getting to the point where they're having a pay-per-view every month.
But you can't also bank on the fact that people are just going to keep paying for these matches without a story. Sooner or later, you're going to get tired of seeing the same fucking people right. having matches that they've never had before.
So to be fair, to play devil's advocate here for AEW, because more or less I do agree with Matt. Compared to WWE right now, AEW is awful at storytelling. Absolutely abysmal. But there's still value to their programming to me. Like, there's still watchable content on there, which is why I still enjoy the show. I really think, despite how much I think that Jay White was booked like shit when he got to AEW, they've kind of made it feel better. They made me feel better about Jay White being in a main event position when he was like a mid-card tag guy at best when he came in. Like, I still don't buy, despite all the stuff that he's done in New Japan and how great he was there and how good he's been in this program, MJF Jay White is not pay-per-view main event to me yet. But they've done the best they can with this story. And I feel like there's also a good story where MJF is being targeted from all these different directions. There's also the story of who's behind this devil mask that's targeting MJF's allies, so to speak. So there is stuff there. There's the Don Callis family, and there is the... I know you don't like the Big Show. I know you don't necessarily... I don't know how you feel about Jericho, if you're on the fence about Jericho or not, Matt. But I think that there's value there for Big Show to be able to get Will Hobbs to the next level, which they failed to do, just like they failed to do with Wardlow, just like they failed to do with a lot of other people. And I feel like the Roddy Strong stuff is entertaining. And I know because AEW is supposed to be the alternative, we should see these matches. But I feel like we're talking out of both sides of our mouth when we want storytelling, but we also just want good matches. This is a story. That Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, MJF, Kingdom stuff is a story. Good, bad, or indifferent. It is a story. So they're giving us something. And I feel like there is value in watching AEW programming a lot more. The Christian stuff, tremendous.
But you can tell the Kingdom, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole story without the goofy fucking segments go into his fucking house to move furniture. Like, maybe that wasn't the plan from go because he jumped off the stage and broke his fucking ankle. But, man, that is some fucking 2017, 2018 WWE Bob Backlund's going to teach Darren Young life lessons bullshit.
That wasn't bullshit.
And that only lasted like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
When we all start thought Toni Storm was losing her mind, we were all in on the character. I don't want to watch her and Sheeta play fucking hot potato with the belt until Jamie Hayter comes back. I just don't care.
It's a very, like, I guess, fine line to walk in terms of, like, what you want to be. Because they, I mean, at least, like, you might not like the stories they're telling, but they are at least attempting to tell stories or to develop character development, I guess. Develop character development.
Matthew Birch chimes in. AEW booking a tournaments every single month is just a lazy excuse to cover up their poor booking, and it's embarrassing.
No, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying what they're doing is good, but I'm saying they're attempting. And the fact of the matter is the guy in charge that's doing the booking is just not good at it. And that's Tony Khan. Now, yeah,
he keeps running with it, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
MJF should not be involved in six different things. He should have Jay White challenging him, and everybody else should take a back seat for now.
No, see, I disagree with that. I actually like that because he's your world champion, so everyone should be going after
him. Everybody should be going after the world title. True, but space this shit out. That's fucking 2 years worth of storylines you're trying to cram into fucking 6 weeks of television.
Or it's...
Let Samoa Joe fucking rug shot over people, make him lose the title, and then when fucking Jay White's out of the picture, now Samoa Joe steps up. Now he's ready. You can move all these people into that position. Just give him fucking time.
But it makes sense, because if you're Samoa Joe, why would you want to wait?
Like, because it's wrestling and it makes sense. Let one story finish before you start piling on another story. Because now we've got MJF.
This is the story,
no, but we've got MJF. We've got him fucking worrying about Samoa Joe. We got him worried about Jay White and all these other fucking idiots. And on top of that, he's fucking scissoring with Max Caster. Fucking relax. Slow your roll. Pull this shit back.
And
he's going around the locker room and everybody's fucking slamming doors in his face. Like, what the
and
fuck
he has
are
to defend
doing?
His Ring of Honor tag titles with a mystery partner this Saturday on the pre-show.
What happened to fucking, oh, let's do a fucking interim championship. I guess that idea went out the fucking window. This is what I mean. Like, you're picking and choosing shit. It doesn't fucking make sense.
He's your
star of your company. He's your world champion. He shouldn't be going around begging people to be his partner. Did you ever see Steve Austin going around begging people to be his partner? He said, no, I'll fucking do it by myself. Rock never fucking begged anybody to be his partner.
MJF is doing the same thing. He's fighting the guns by himself.
No, he went around the locker room looking for three partners to fucking fight.
Well, because he was forced to.
Who forced
him to? Because he wanted to get Triple B back.
Why is he even trying to get Triple B back? Why
would he say championship?
So that's another fucking stupid story. I'm gonna come at you at the pay-per-view. I'm taking my belt back and I'm taking you out.
But he had a chance to do it earlier if he had three partners.
But he had the scissor, Tony. He had the scissor.
Fuck that.
He has to continue the comedy shtick.
Fucking scissors. They ruined the Acclaim. They fucking absolutely ruined the Acclaim too.
I don't know.
I'll tell you a good example of them shoehorning a bunch of shit into something is, I want to say it was Collision. They did a House of Black did a promo because they're, right. And in the promo they challenge for the tag titles. They throw a warning out to LFI and FTR, and then Julia Hart says she gets a TBS title shot if she beats somebody, and then the promo's over, and you're sitting there going, what the fuck just happened? That's so much for me to digest in a minute and 30 seconds. Like, I feel like fucking Charlie and Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the mailroom with all the... I got to move the things to figure out what the fuck is going on. And I'm not a dumb person, but it's like you just unloaded four different storylines in 90 seconds.
Yep.
Like, why? You have 6 hours of TV a week.
Oh, well, are we counting? We're counting Rampage, I guess.
Rampage was live Friday night. It definitely gives it a different vibe. And FTR against El Viking fucknuts and Commando.
Who gives a shit?
Look, I know, but it was a fine match, a fine tag match.
That's one of those matches you would get like on Superstars. Like they would advertise like this week you're gonna see Bundy and Stud, and then you're gonna see like Killer Khan and Hillbilly Jim's in action, and then your main event is gonna be like it's gonna be like Strike Force against I don't know the Young Stallions, and it's like all right, it's just there. Like who cares? Oh. It's
and you know what else? I'm
gonna
piss somebody off by saying this, but I don't give a shit because you know what else fucking bothered me?
Oh no!
Red Velvet and Ruby Soho are having a fucking match on Rampage, and some fucking guy comes down, like some fucking PA comes down and gives her fucking flowers, and in the middle of the match, this fucking dummy stops what she's doing to take the fucking flowers. Like Ruby Soho just started wrestling yesterday.
She's got to get her flowers, bro.
And then because of this, she got flowers. Fucking distracted and she lost. And then the fucking commentators are playing it up like, who could have sent her flowers?
Oh, so they like, didn't even fucking sell it?
No, sell it. If you watch the program, you know who has a fucking crush on her. It's no secret.
I mean... WWE.
That is fucking Parker from fucking. It's Angelo Parker.
Who gives a shit? Friend of the
exactly,
show,
but
Parker?
The announcers are like, oh, she must have a secret admirer. No, you fucking dipshits. Have you watched the program you're a fucking part of? Don't you read the fucking script?
Nope.
What am I, a fucking asshole sitting here going, I know who sent her the flowers? And they're going, oh, this will put butts in seats. Shut the fuck up. This is disgusting. It's a fucking abysmal, it's an abortion in a wrestling ring.
Do we know why JR's taking a leave of absence?
Yeah, because he fucking sucks. And because he keeps getting on a fucking plane every week, his open wound is never fucking healing properly. So what, he's a mouth? Fucking idiot, some redneck asshole from fucking Oklahoma. All he wants to do is talk about Soraya's huge hitters. Oh, goddamn, I'd love to be under a receiving end of a Bronco Buster from her. Sassafras, put some.
Did he really say that?
No, I don't know. He's a fucking horned up perv. Fucking tweeting fucking Natty Neidhart's sister's pictures out, asking if he could put his head on those throw pillows or whatever other weird shit he fucking says.
He's probably getting paid a hefty six figures to be there. He fucking hates it. At least he's trying to have some fun.
Look, whatever. Look, you can't keep dusting off these fucking old fossils and bring them to TV. No one wants to drink Ric Flair's fucking mushroom energy drink. It's fucking gross.
Yeah, why is it based out of mushrooms? I heard all.
Because he's a fucking retard.
Oh.
He's a fucking zillion years old. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He looks like a melted candle. He wants to smoke weed, be in rap videos, finger Fifi. Fuck out of here, Ric Flair. Get off the TV. You got the money from the money, Mark. Next. Meanwhile, Daniel Garcia is having banger after banger, and he's just there.
I'm writing down finger Fifi.
How come Hulk Hogan's not on the show yet?
He'll be there. There's rumors. Oh, yes, there's rumors that they're talking about him bringing him in at the beginning of the year to make a big splash to start the year off.
Oh, dude.
Would lose its fucking mind because after he went on his fucking rant where he said my daughter would never date an N and all that stuff, the people were like, if you can't have Brian Kendrick on TV, you shouldn't have Hulk Hogan on and you shouldn't have Jay Lethal there because he was accused of this and that and the other thing.
So is Dobby.
Everyone will be fucking upset. What is that? What's wrong with his face?
I'm at the AEW, brother.
Go to Hogan's Beat Shop tonight. Karaoke. Sing some songs. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on fucking Ring of Honor.
Well, you already talked about Ring of Honor. It's fucking
misery, it's a joke. It's a fucking misery. Developmental system. That's all it is. It ain't worth a fucking pot to piss in. I might as well cancel my Honor Club now.
You do it. Do it. Hey, what time is Mattress Guy calling in?
5-6 minutes, or unless they have different clocks over there. They have giant ones in the middle of the square.
Huge.
We have giant clocks here, too.
I've been like, and then I put something on fucking social media where I was like, AEW was supposed to be an alternative. Now it's like WWE in 2016, 2017. And someone was like, you're just looking for clicks. So then I gave him all the reasons. And he's like, you're just a stupid bitch. And I was like, motherfucker, tell me where you are and say it to my face. I'll fucking bury you in the ground. You fucking internet tough guy cocksuckers. I'll tell you what, motherfucker. The minute you step cross over the line on Twitter, it should be a law that your personal information gets released and the person you attacked or said something stupid to because you didn't agree with their opinion can drive to your fucking house and punch you right in your dumb fucking face and knock you back down your basement stairs so fucking mommy can put an ice pack on you and cook you chicken fingers, you piece of shit.
I love it.
I'm in a basement assholes. And I love chicken fingers.
You're coming along quickly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Means a lot to me, man.
We didn't get to. I'm all caught up on that. So I'm a little fired up. So I'm not. Let's get this perfectly clear out there for the people listening and watching. I'm not. I don't want them to be bad, but I can't help point out their flaws. And look, I don't know how to fucking fix it. I work in a fucking pizza truck. Okay, I can make you a fucking pizza. I'll fix your pizza. I'll figure that shit out. I don't know how to fix a fucking wrestling promotion. I'm sure it takes time, but God damn it. There's got to be fucking somebody there who says, hey, we're not doing a good job here. There's a reason all the tickets are buy one, get one free. Because you can't fucking sell your shitty fucking product. Nobody wants to see it. You guys want to go to End of the World in Nassau Coliseum? It's right around the corner. Not a single text. I texted you guys, I want to go to fucking WrestleCade next year. I'd rather drive fucking 12 hours to North Carolina than 2 hours to fucking Long Island to see fucking AEW. End of Days? Who names these fucking pay-per-views? What's the name of the shitty pay-per-view? End of the World, War of the World, End of Time? AEW, December.
A little bit better than Sam Hain.
Samhain, you fuck.
No, I heard two people that are actual like wrestling fucking journalists call it Samhain because nobody gives a fuck that it's Samhain. Right,
don't fucking throw the term wrestling journalist around either. There's like three people who are reputable wrestling journalists, and the rest of them are fucking dildos.
I think the name
World's
of the
End. Thanks, Sammy Kate. Hain. Fucking World's End. AEW World's End. We could only be so fucking lucky that the Nassau Coliseum explodes with fucking Tony Khan in it.
I'm so glad the first word our guest heard when he came into queue was you yelling dildos.
What do they call them in the UK?
Wobbly sausages.
The wobbly sausage.
Wobbly sausage.
I dildo, ah. dildo in the UK. The best place to buy a dildo in the UK is lovehoney.co.uk. You could buy a dildo.
Wasn't it?
Well, I mean, we could bring them in and just ask them. It's up to you guys.
Was that the Clash's first album, Dildos in the UK?
There's an article on Glamour
Sex
UK.
Tony Sex Pistols.
Dildos in London?
Bring in the shady mattress.
Oh, here, you can go to weirddog.co.uk. Handmade fantasy sex toys and dildos. They make them by hand.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I make mine by hand, too.
Moose.
Of course you're going to be there, Kate. You're going on fucking Fightful's dime, so you have to reach into your pocket and pay. I'd go, too, if it was for free.
Yeah, give me some of them fucking dimes, Kate.
But
come
I ain't paying
now.
Fucking cocaine Tony Khan to go to fucking AEW and Nassau Coliseum. I'll wait. I, like a jerk off, brought tickets the day they went on sale for Grand Slam. I paid three times what Bullet Club Rob paid for him, and he probably sat in better fucking seats because he just waited.
Oh, man. This is unreal.
Who's the dildo now?
Yeah. What do you got behind you, Shady? What is that, a wrestling figure collection?
All my Funko Pops. Sorry. A load of
make them big.
Your little bobbleheads.
Oh, look at that!
And there's even a shady one. I'll just grab the shady one.
Oh boy!
No, he's leaving us. Oh, that's still you again, man. What are you doing?
I'm back.
No, yeah. Not you. Oh, look at that! We got your. I hate wrestling fans. I love this guy.
Yep.
Winner. That's a win.
Shady, how are you tonight?
I'm good, yeah.
So,
I'm excited to be on.
We talked about it earlier. We were under the impression that you were from, like, Minnesota. So, my surprise this morning, when you said, because I looked at a keyboard, and I was like, those numbers are nowhere near 645, because I thought he said you were, I don't know, whatever, long story short, based out of the UK, it's like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning there. You're crazy for doing this.
Well, you have to do these things for wrestling, don't you? And when my good friend Kevin and I asked us to come on, there was no saying no to him.
Jay, you're too kind, Shady.
Now, how did the relationship with Handsome Kevin become a thing?
I think it was just... Was it during COVID time when... I think I was wanting to get on some podcasts and kind of get myself my name around a bit, and I got in touch. Well, Kevin got in touch with me, and we started from there, and we just wrestling. that's what it is. That's what the good thing about wrestling.
Yeah, it's like I was telling the guys earlier. I don't think you're one of the most helpful people I've been around in professional wrestling. Like, I often refer to Shady as professional wrestling's best friend because he is such a, like, ask him a question, ask him what you can do better, how you can do better, match or critique. I mean, you name it, and the guy's got all the knowledge and all the experience behind him. It's Shady's incredible. He's one of my favorite people I've met in wrestling.
I don't think many people would say I was wrestling's best friend, but the era of wrestling when I started, because I started training in 99. It was very much basically help yourself. Whereas now, I think there's no reason why we can't help each other get better. So. That's what I'm here for now. I've been wrestling 22 years, so I don't expect to be signing any multi-million dollar contracts or headlining WrestleMania, so I'm just here to enjoy myself now.
For someone who has been in the game for so long, during the pandemic, obviously, we had that whole Me Too thing, and it really hit the UK wrestling scene hard. Obviously, it's bounced back now, and it might be better than it's ever been, but being someone involved in the UK wrestling scene, how hard was that for you to sit around and watch possibly peers or friends or people that you know that might have been involved in that and just shake your head and just you don't know what people do behind fucking closed doors?
Yeah, there's that, but unfortunately, with wrestling, it's also, I'm not surprised. it's always kind of like when I remember when we were starting, and it was a lot of you'd get like promoters and trainers getting the younger lads to send them topless photos so that they can just see what you look like for matches and things, and it's like, come on, that's a bit dodgy. But all sent over MSN and things like that. I kind of wasn't surprised, but I think I was a bit taken aback by how widespread it was.
Yeah, we went through the our own thing over here where we, you know, that thing happened and we had to you know, scrub clean the archives of a couple of pieces of dung. You have the Pro Wrestling is Real Life on YouTube. It's Shady Natras on YouTube. Please be sure to subscribe. The information is scrolling across the bottom. English is not my best language, Shady, no. So I apologize. But we're 95 episodes in. Tell us a little bit about this YouTube project that you've taken on here.
Well, it started as, again, during the pandemic. It was a case of I needed to keep putting content out. So basically, I've just been ratting through the archives and finding a lot of the old footage and a lot of past matches. And then as soon as I get my hands on any footage I can share, I'll put them up. There's some big names on there as well, which is a nice little feather in the cap for me.
On the latest episode 95, what is a medallions rules match?
It's basically just a hardcore match. It's the same thing as your Ravens rules. People don't expect me to do hardcore matches and things like that, so I think they enjoyed seeing me get run on ladders and things like that. for some reason the fans don't seem to like me.
Are you? That's wow. Why not?
Well, I assume it's because they can read. I make it clear enough with my I Hate Wrestling Fans T-shirt and. They definitely reciprocate, so it is what it is.
does that, from a business standpoint, does that affect the gimmick sales?
No, because I just put ones out saying Wrestling Fans Hate Shady.
I was gonna say I got a shady I Hate Wrestling Fan shirt, so it can't be all bad.
And you hate wrestling
the thing,
fans.
The thing
you
with
hate
me. It's like what it was at the time was the local fans were I'd get to wrestle the bigger name imports that came into Target Wrestling, and my point was I'm here every month, yet just because you've seen Al Snow on TV you're cheering for him. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm here every month, nothing like sweat, blood, tears, the lot, and you're still cheering this guy who's just picking up his wages and then going home. It doesn't seem fair. So if they're happy,
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, your internet connection is not fair, Shady.
Oh.
Oh, Shady.
Oh, Shady's gone. We lost him. He's gone forever. They turned the Wi-Fi off in England at 1 a.m.
Bloody hell.
Right. Oh. Hey, look who it is.
Hey, if Matt.
If you noticed, I finally, my room is back together.
I didn't realize it was broken up.
You didn't see the big pile of clothes that was behind me for the last 4 weeks?
No.
The closet is done, and boy, do I have a lot of wrestling t-shirts.
So, you're going to Goodwill this week?
Oh.
I got a whole garbage bag. Shady's back. Bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in. Wash it off, boss. What happened, Shady? You're not paying the Wi-Fi bill? Hey, it's me again. Shady, can you hear? You look like, what are you, in the Undertaker's coffin? What's going on over there?
Shady!
Woo!
Shady!
Shady!
You fucking with us? He's fucking with us.
He is fucking with us.
Hello.
You hate wrestling fans.
Do you hate us?
Matt talks to a British guy once every 2 weeks. Here.
Can you hear us?
Oh no, Shady.
This is a really bad delay.
Well, I saw Shady's nipples.
Shady.
Did he hear that? He was. Oh no!
Next, we got to get him back some other time. Hey! Hi! Namaste. Oh.
That's terrific.
That's so nice.
It really is. And I credit myself with conducting this interview with
Shady's back.
Gil.
Is it?
He's spinning.
Is it? I love that. All right. Now, this is Radio Gold.
Tony,
now's the time where you play drop after drop after drop.
No,
after
it's
drop.
Matt's job now. There you go.
Oh, boy. Hello, cocksucker!
Us big British.
Shut up, dummy.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, well, maybe.
Oh, no.
Well, oh.
Show us your fun.
Bring
days.
Him in.
Let's one back. More time. Ah, you look good there.
There he is.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm back. But yeah, basically, it was a case of being the hometown hero.
Oh my God, he's still answering the same question?
Yeah, he remembers the question. It's Shady. He's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
So go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there, pal.
So yeah, it's being the hometown hero, shall we say, and then having to deal with not getting the cheers over people that they're only going to see once. Obviously, it affected me mentally, and that's why I couldn't pick up the victories in these matches. That's the only reason.
Wait, are you saying, no offense, Shady, you sound like a whiny little bitch.
Oh!
No, when you're like, I'm the hometown guy, why do they cheer for Al Snow? You sound jealous. Could they cheer for Al Snow? Because he's a superstar. They know Shady's going to be there next week. You can say nasty things to them next week. Let them cheer the Al Snow. Be a part of the job squad.
I'm a big fan of Al Snow myself, but you know what I mean. It's got to pay the bills, and if you want the money, you're gonna have to be number one. I made the Wrestling Fans Hate Shady t-shirts, and I made them in a nice bright blue so I could see them from the ring, and it really annoyed me when I seen the fans wearing them, so obviously I'll let them know.
Well, how'd you let them know?
oh, I just shouted them, and unfortunately, they knew that it would upset me, so they went and bought more.
Ah, real bad. Hey, what's something that you would call a British wrestling fan that would make them upset that maybe doesn't really translate into the American language?
Ooh, is it a tosser?
A wanker?
Yeah, tosser's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, it was like when Nigel McGuinness was on Impact or TNA, whatever it was at the time, and he was calling people a wanker, and everybody in the UK thought it was hilarious because he was getting away with it.
What's the coolest thing you've ever done in wrestling?
Oh, my friendship with Paul London.
Oh, nice.
Paul's like one of my best friends.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like I'm from a small city in the UK, and as I say, like I speak to Paul every week, and it's just, as I say, from the wrestling fan in me is like, yeah, I remember watching that first ROH VHS and seeing the early Paul London matches.
Did you tell Paul London you were going to be on this podcast?
I did tell him I was doing a podcast. So hopefully he's seen my link and followed it.
he's a bucket list guest of mine. I don't think
I'll make sure I tell him.
How does that friendship become what it has become? Was there something you guys bonded over outside of the wrestling business, or was it just happenstance?
It's like I credit Paul with me understanding wrestling, that I the understanding that I have now. I was 14 years in when I wrestled Paul, and he nearly broke my arm after about 2 minutes in the match, and I said to him, I says, you're gonna have to like carry me through this because I'm in agony. So he's like, yep. So every time he was calling something, he was like, you okay with slam? Yep, did it. Then he went, I've forgotten what's next. so he's like, luckily I was still on track, and I went for a cover, and he kicked out, and I'm sat next to him. He's lying down, selling, and I'm sat, and I'm holding my arm, and I'm literally just real in pain, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, the people are going crazy, and I'm not doing anything. Oh, that's it. And until you kind of experience it, you can't learn it. And it was just that moment. And then after the match, he put me over on the mic, and I was nearly in tears. The emotional connection we got from that first match. And then we had a rematch near enough exactly 2 years to the date. I needed a mystery opponent, and Paul came out, and the reaction was just insane, and he went over for one of the Tiger titles, which never happens. You know what I mean? The import never wins the title of the local company. And I used every trick I had used against all the other imports, but Paul actually outsmarted us, got the big win, and the reaction was just insane. And bear in mind, so both of us ended up in hospital after each of these matches. First match, I ended up in hospital. Second match, Paul ended up in hospital. When we were putting the match together, he's like, oh, why don't you give me a backdrop on the floor? And I'm like, nah, no, I'm not backdropping you on the concrete floor. Nope. Oh, there's a stage. That's a bit soft. I'll backdrop you on the stage. So it comes to the match, give him the big backdrop. Referee comes to us and he reaches in and goes, he split his head open. And I just felt like hedging my hands on the stage, like, oh my God, this is this every time, what is it? And but yeah, he needed staples after that, and we finished the match, and it was just when you're in there with your friends, it's that little bit didn't really matter.
Now, when you like we said, you've been around for quite a bit of time, and you've been in the ring with almost everyone that is in the wrestling industry, and especially people that, you know, discount my AEW rant from earlier, but I mean, you've had a feud and worked with Tommy End. You got to work a very young Shane Strickland in 2016. When you're in the ring with these guys, as someone who's been in the game for a while, do you see that potential or do you get out of the ring and go, yeah, this guy's got a little work to do? Hey. Did we lose you, Shady? Are you having a heart attack? Are you okay? Oh, Shady. I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
I want the real Slim Shady.
Please fix his Wi-Fi. Please fix his Wi-Fi.
Please fix the Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's Tony. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Tony, what was your greatest experience in the UK?
Watching Baz sing Whose Nation, Raiders Nation with his wife.
Mm. He still has a wife?
I wonder if he loves Paul London so much because his last name is London.
That might have something to do with it.
UK? Am I right?
Am I right? Come on, Nelly. You got to get out of here, man. Come on. Down. Come on. All right, one more. This is the last try for Shady, and if it craps out, we can't. We gotta move on.
We gotta move on.
We need to be that guy. I know he's in the UK. Shady, are you with us?
Staying up late too, by the way.
That's Tony. That's Shady. Come on, Nelly, stop! Get out of here! Get!
Uh-oh.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
You are in the weirdest position ever.
Interview me like I'm Shady.
All right, no, Shady's here.
I'm here. Ask me questions.
Shady's back again.
Are you here, Shady?
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh,
we got it. We got to cut it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You eat it.
We appreciate him staying up late for this, but just wasn't working out.
You a fucking moron.
I'm annoyed I stayed up for this.
You're always annoyed you stay up for it.
That's the point.
It's only fucking 8 o'clock.
It's past my bedtime, bro.
Stop! I got nowhere else to go.
That's Shady right now.
I got nowhere else to go.
Handsome Kevin.
That's sad.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Matt just said we had nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think we could maybe go over the top.
Tony didn't even let HK finish putting the nails in Shady's coffin, and he's like, "Let's go onward."
Yeah, I was trying to save the show, bro.
Sorry. Well, he's got to save the show. How dare you? How fucking rude.
Well, no, I didn't mean save it from Shady. I meant save it from fucking Handjob Magoo with his fucking hands on the triggers over there. Jesus.
On Monday Night Raw, the Judgment Day defeat the New Day. Shinsuke Nakamura defeats Akira Tozawa. Intercontinental title, number one contendership, Fatal 4-Way. The Miz defeats Bronson Reed, Ivar, and Ricochet. The Creed Brothers defeat DIY in a Women's World title, number one contendership, Battle Royal. Zoe Stark defeats The Field. WWE Heavyweight title match, Seth Rollins defeats Sami Zayn. Over on SmackDown, Bobby Lashley defeats Carlito. Dragon Lee defeats Cedric Alexander. LA Knight defeats Grayson Waller. Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte Flair defeat Damage Control. On WWE NXT and some Heritage Cup bullshit.
You don't like the cup?
Akira Tozawa defeats Noam Dar. I'm not going to. I fucking hate the cup. Iron Survivor, bullshit. Tiffany Stratton defeats Fallon Henley. Braun Breaker defeats Von Wagner. Kalani Jordan and Roxanne Perez defeat Electra Lopez and Lola Vice. Otis defeats Drew Gulak. More Iron Survivor bullshit. Dijak defeats Tyler Bate. Tony, take me over the top.
You guys can feel free to skip matches all you want because nobody really gives a fuck.
Oh, nice.
Astronaut Stool has to be transported back to Earth via spacecraft. Astronauts can't take a regular bowel movement in zero gravity. Their stool is sucked into a machine, gathered, and then sent back to Earth for disposal where it would burn up in the atmosphere. I wonder if these astronauts send any other bodily fluids into the atmosphere from this sucking machine.
Space children.
Over an AEW Dynamite.
If you read all these results, I'm going to fucking wring your neck.
AEW World Champion. Good luck catching me. I'll run you any day. MJF defeats Daniel Garcia. Darby Allin and Sting defeat the Outrunners. Swerve Strickland defeats Penta El Zero Miedo. Your Ring of Honor World Television title match. Samoa Joe defeated Keith Lee by referee's decision. God knows why they wouldn't run it back since Keith Lee never tapped out, but just leave the ring and the belt in the ring. Who gives a shit? The Guns beat the Bollywood Boys. That was a 5-star match. Julia Hart defeated Red Velvet. The Jay White, he beat Mark Briscoe. On Rampage, Ricky Starks defeats Preston Vance. Red Velvet defeats Ruby Soho because someone gave her flowers. The Kingdom defeats Danny Rose and Ricky G. FTR defeated Al Hijo, Del Vikingo, and Commander on Collision. Andrade El Idolo defeated Daniel Garcia. Nick Wayne defeated Dalton Castle. La Faction and Grenoble. Darlistico and Roosh defeated the Workhorsemen. Anthony Henry and JD Drake. Roderick Strong with Matt Haven and Mike Bennett defeated Darius Martin. Julia Hart defeated Willow Nightingale. Powerhouse Haas defeated Titus Alexander, and in your main event, Adam Copeland, Darby Allin, Sting defeated Lance Archer and the Righteous, because, you know, we're going to just throw these guys together and make them a tag team just to have them beat by these guys. That's all for Dynamite and Rampage and Collision. Tony, take it over the top.
A person who weighs 220 pounds on Earth would weigh 84 pounds on Mars. There's hope for wrestling fans yet!
Oh, Yahtzee! All right, let's head over to Ring of Honor, where Serpentico defeats Tony Nese with Smart Mark Sterling. ROH Women's Title Proving Ground match. Athena defeats Heidi Horowitz.
Heidi Horowitz.
Kyle Fletcher defeats Lee Johnson.
Heidi Horowitz.
Layla Hirsch over Charlotte Renegade.
I got that reference. Heidi Horowitz.
That's right. Iron Savages.
Heidi Horowitz.
All right. We just know when you're finished.
Hody, 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 Horowitz.
Boulder and Bronson.
Horowitz.
Happy birthday, Bronson, by the way. Defeat Cole Carter and Griff Garrison. Billy Starks over Rachel Ellering. Josh Woods defeats S.K. Bishop. And what would Ring of Honor be without a multi-person match here? Action Andretti, Darius Martin, and the Infantry defeat Shane Taylor Promotions, Lee Moriarty, Shane Taylor, and the wingman, Peter Avalon, and Ryan Nemeth. Jonistico over gravity. ROH World title match. Eddie Kingston defeats Angelico. And Tony, before you take me over the top, I'm not going anywhere. We're making an impact, and we're talking Impact Wrestling. Tasha Steelz defeats Deonna Purrazzo. Crazy Steve over Tommy Dreamer by DQ for the Digital Media Championship. It wasn't, the belt obviously did not change hands. Dear good close personal friend Brian Myers defeats Joe Hendry. Eric Young over Eddie Edwards and Dirty Dango, and Oleg Prudas defeat Nick Diamond and Storm Grayson. And in a banger Impact World title match, Alex Shelley defeats Jonathan Gresham. Now, Tony, do me a favor. Take us over the top.
Oh, shit. Space Lone Wolf KG Mudo has more Meltzerated 5-star matches than Kurt Angle. Oh, it's true. March 20th, 1987, Akira Medea and Nobuhiko Takada lost the IWGP Tag Team titles to Keiji Mudo and Shira Koshinaka at NW Spring Flare Up Night 21. Could only imagine what those first 20 nights were like. Holy shit.
Imagine what flared up after that.
Ooh. Okay, so that, anyways, on MLW, Griffin McCoy defeats Tracy Williams in a non-title match. Janai Kai?
Sure.
Defeats Riley Rowe by referee's decision. Boumaye Fight Club defeats the main event. Tony, Over the top, me bad.
Astronauts will grow 2 inches in space. The lack of gravity causes the discs between vertebrae to expand, making a subtle increase in height. I wonder if... Hey, there's hope for wrestling fans!
You should definitely get a shirt for Shady.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Shady Natras, big cartel.
Come on, come on. We got results to get to. Let's go.
All right, man. All right. Over on NWA Power...
Oh, God, it's Kevin again?
What? I fucking hate you, man. NWA Power! The Southern States
Power!
And Kerry Morton defeat the Heat Seekers. NWA Women's Television Title Match. Maxi Impaler with Father James Mitchell.
There it is!
Defeats Misa Kate. Non-title tag team match. Blunt Force Trauma defeat Magic Inc. And in a non-title match again, Kenzie Page defeats Taylor Rising, not to be confused with Terra Rising. Tony, take us over the top.
Love that, Kenzie Page. Uranus is the only planet in the solar system that spins sideways on its axis. Scientists theorize that a collision realigned its orientation. I mean, this isn't science. Anything colliding with your anus is liable to throw it out of alignment.
Oh, yeah.
NJPW Strong Lone Star Shootout. Matt Vandergriff defeats Barrett Brown. Fred Rosser defeats Tom Lattimore. Atlantis, Mascarito Dorado, and Tiger Mask defeat Henchichero, Rocky Romero, and Ultimo Guerrero.
You nailed it.
In a no disqualification match, Toriano defeats Joey Janela. The Bullet Club, Alex Coghlan, Chase Owens, Clark Connors, and Gabe Kidd defeat the Gorillas of Destiny and the Intergalactic Jet Setters. New Japan Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions, Gorillas of Destiny, ELP, and Hikuleo defeat the West Coast Wrecking Crew. Mystico defeats TJP. Your Strong Heavyweight Champion, Eddie Kingston, defeats Kojima. The Blackpool Combat Club of John Moxley and Wheeler, Utah, defeat David Finlay and Kenta. Zack Sabre defeats Mike Bailey in an NJPW World TV title match. The IWGP Women's title was on the line as Mayu Atani defeated Stephanie Vaccour. And your main event was the Never Openweight Heavyweight Champion as Shingo Takagi defeated Trent Beretta. Tony! Take us over the top.
Chris Statlander, your current TBS champion, used to hail from the Andromeda Galaxy. She wisely assimilated into life among humans as one of us. But don't get your hopes up, because even though the average wrestling fan thinks she might be more attainable, you're still not on her level. Because while you can use words like attractive, talented, and beautiful to describe her, there's still only two words to describe your chud ass. Fucking loser!
It's not very nice.
Did you guys get the subtle theme? Everything was space related.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get something from the fucking Kennedy Space Center in the mail or something?
No, but it's getting kind of hard to find interesting facts to write nonsense about, you know? So.
No, I think it's getting hard for you to write jokes about the facts you're finding.
You mean to tell me I didn't put any effort into finding that Space Lone Wolf was a fucking outer space character played by Keiji Muto early in his career?
No, because
especially
you just
around
Google,
that time that he won the tag titles?
If you just Google Meltzer 5-star matches, the whole list comes up.
Yeah, but you don't know that he was the Space Lone Wolf.
I'm sure once you put your cursor over Space Lone Wolf, it showed up and said who it
was. No, it wasn't listed. I had to do some research to find some outer space gimmicks.
Wolfie edit.
Yeah.
So you Googled Meltzer 5-star matches. Yes.
You know what? Let's see you write some fucking over the tops.
It says it right here. It says Keiji Muto.
Yeah. Where does it say Space Lone Wolf?
It doesn't. I think you made it up.
All right.
I'm with Matt.
All right.
I believe you, Tony.
I think you're full of shit.
You, HK.
I think you're full of shit.
Well,
you went to his Wikipedia where it says he was nicknamed the Space Lone Wolf.
Yeah, how do you think I got there? You think I just fucking imagined? Ooh, Space Lone Wolf, that's gotta be Muto. Let me check this out. Hey, it worked. Fucking dildo.
I'm the dildo?
Yeah.
Wobbly sausage.
Incorrect. Yeah. Guys, Shady won't be coming back, I don't think, because his Wi-Fi connection wasn't great. But please be sure to follow him on the social media, Shady Natras, @shadynattrass across all forms of social media. Give him a follow. Dude's been around forever. You know, hopefully we can figure out another time, maybe do a special when it's a little earlier in the day.
And leave off and the last S for savings.
That was a sneaky, underrated joke of the year, by the way.
You got those commercials out by you, right, HK?
Leave off the last S for savings?
Yeah.
1-800-MATTRESS?
No. It's 1-800-MATTRESS. It's like a kind of a thing here.
M-A-T-T-M-A-R.
Actually, the 1-800-MATTRESS commercials that we get here are
1-800-DYSLEXIA.
They just go, 1-800-MATTRESS. Done.
No, they go, leave off the last S for savings.
No, we just get 1-800-MATTRESS.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's more recent. Maybe they've upgraded.
I see the awful, terrible thing.
Sorry, that was supposed to be muted. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fuck that up. I'm sorry.
No, it was over anyway. It was done.
I'm sorry. Do we feel? Are we off tonight, guys?
No, I think we're. I think we've more on than.
Yes, we are morons.
I think we've been more on than we've ever been.
Oh, we are definitely more on than ever.
Do you want me to aggravate Tony with what we're picking this weekend before we take a quick break?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course.
It's all right, AEW, Tony, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Full Gear this Saturday night. Call your local cable satellite provider so you can access this pay-per-view. MJF Jay White for the World Championship. Hikaru Shida, Tony Storm for the Women's Championship. Mm-hmm. Tony's guy, Orange Cassidy, defends the International Championship against Jon Moxley.
Oh, boy, again?
Yeah. Four-way dance for the AEW Tag Team Champions. Ricky Starks and Big Bill against FTR, House of Black, and LFI.
Hey, how come the fucking Young Bucks haven't gotten their title shot yet?
Ah, they're going to defend that shot against the Golden Jets.
LFI just got a shot for just fucking existing.
Where the hell did LFI come from?
Spain.
New kids on the block. Suck the
That's LFO. No, that's not how the song went. The Golden Jets lose, they must break
Golden
up.
The Golden and the Jets.
But if they win, they get the Young Bucks title shots.
Wait, for what? Who are they wrestling?
The Golden Jets against the Young Bucks.
At Full Gear.
Oh, so this is like a fucking eliminator kind of thing?
No, it's a match.
No, it's a win or go home.
Yeah, it's a match with a stipulation.
I choose wins, go home.
Yeah, I'm right.
If the Bucks win, they keep their shot.
Bucks win!
If you want a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
But the Golden Jets have to break up. But if the Golden Jets win, they get the tag title shot. Got it?
Tip of my cap right now. I think the Golden Jets take this bad boy.
TBS champion Chris Statlander defends against Julia Hart and the winner of this Wednesday's Sky Blue Red Velvet match.
Why can't they just have a one-on-one match, dude?
Three-way dance. Everyone's got to get paid. Hangman Page against Swerve Strickland in a Texas death match.
Wait, where's this pay-per-view?
L.A.
California.
Oh, Texas death match. There you go.
Texas. California cage match. Yeah. Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland against Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne.
Wonderful.
And on the pre-show, the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion, MJF and a mystery partner defend against the Guns.
So they're making this poor motherfucker do double duty again? I would walk into Tony Khan's office if I was MJF. I'd say, stick this fucking tag title up your ass already. I would have fucking done it.
Oh,
he's probably getting paid handsomely for it.
Gives a shit. Why is the fucking world champion wrestling in the opening match for the fucking Ring of Honor titles with a mystery partner?
Get those buys, baby.
All the way off. It's on the pre-show. Nobody buys the pre-show.
No, but people buy the pay-per-view from the pre-show.
I don't think there's a lot of people tuning into the pre-show to buy the pay-per-view.
And if you saw MJF wrestle once,
that's always been the standard logic. That's always been the method of the pre-show.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that, but I think that was probably more of a thing in the 90s than it is in 2023. I don't think anybody's like, you're not stumbling across the pre-show while flipping channels going, "Oh shit, I got to fucking buy this."
That's fair. Like,
I'm thinking ECW now.
If you go by wrestling lore or history, it's just to get last minute buys. Maybe if you get like another 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200 people, that's more money in Tony Khan's pocket and more profitable AEW becomes. Tony doesn't care.
Fuck all the way off. Fuck all the way off. I got ECW on my mind.
Is that a Coolio t-shirt you have?
Yes, it's my sweatshirt.
Why don't you have like a towel?
I don't fucking know.
Let's take a break before Ken.
Yes, please.
I would like to take a pee-pee. Not on my shirt this night.
Tonight. Kevin, what do we always say about this time?
I think we kind of say back after this.
Thank God. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in every Monday night to listen to The Shining Wizards. If you'd like to continue to support us outside of listening, we've got a few ways for you to do that. If you shop at Amazon, go over to amazon.shiningwizards.com, do your shopping as usual, and when you make your purchase, a little bit of that purchase price will go back to support the show. If you like to wear t-shirts, merch.shiningwizards.com will take you to our Pro Wrestling Tees store, where we've got over a dozen great designs from over 11 years of professional wrestling podcasting. You can become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast, and the more you support us, the more things that you're entitled to receive, and believe me, they are fantastic. Continue to listen to us wherever you listen to us on the World Wide Web, and make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Helps us out, and we can continue to bring you the love fest that is The Shining Wizards.
Time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. On Mondays, check out the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the Year of Duke and Rogue, covering the history of wrestling year by year. Also from Gorilla Brain is the Tots Pod with Handsome Kevin and Loverboy Al, telling people to get off the lawn and reviewing wrestling figures. Also on Mondays, get your horror fix with 30 Screams or Less featuring Steve and Corey, where they review a horror film in 30 minutes or less. Monday nights live, it's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Wednesday nights, it's the Mark Order Podcast, covering everything AEW with Ant Money, Kate the Great, Ryan Schlong, and Asian Joe. Get your metal fix on Fridays with Snowy and Aaron on Radioactive Metal, the longest-running metal podcast on the planet. Saturdays, it's High Five Tom and Will Mercier on ROH Revelry, covering the history of Ring of Honor. On Sundays, it's Inconclusive Breakdown with Justin and Vince, covering the week in pop culture, politics, and more. The Shining Wizards Network also features other great shows, including Bread Club, where Kieran and Matt cover everything New Japan Pro Wrestling. The Brocast, where brothers Alan and Tom watch some of the greatest and not-so-great matches in wrestling. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, where the Impact Fly of Phil Rea discusses current wrestling while paying homage to the past. And Wrestling Night in Canada, where Snowy, Matt, and Dustin put a north of the border perspective on the world of wrestling. Enjoy all the great shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment, here.
Here.
The Shining Wizards Network. Next week, we will celebrate 12 years as a podcast, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Dave LaGreca joins us 7 p.m. In his normal spot to celebrate the anniversary show with us. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So it's going to be a jam-packed show full of shenanigans and just good times, laughs, and all that stuff. So please, if you're thinking about joining us, watching live, please take part in the anniversary celebration. We're going to have a good time next week.
Good time.
What do you guys take of, before, shut up, Siri. What do you guys think of the Vince McMahon selling 30% of his TKO stocks?
I heard they listed him as a liability on their recent financial statements.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. Liability to what?
Profit.
Chocolate titties.
Genetic jackhammer.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my, what are you fucking...
Cracking walnuts, bro.
You were like...
Oh. I've been through the desert with a man with...
How are you not used to this after all these years?
No, you're right, Matt. I mean, shame on me. You're right.
12 years, bro.
Like, he was like posing. Like,
that's what he does. I mean, he did it when we were at the house.
What do they say that when like when an animal wants to mate? It begins with a P. But like they call it like it's not posing.
Presenting.
Presenting. Yeah, yeah, presenting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was, you're right, KJG. He was like
he was presenting.
You want some beef?
Oh my.
Oh, hello.
Tony. Hell of a presentation, Tony. All right.
I'm writing down Tony was presenting.
Because he doesn't need, does he need the money? Do you think he needs the money from the lawsuit? He's going to get like a shitload of money.
I mean, he already has a shitload of money. They sold the company for like fucking $6 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah, but you know, when you sexually harass and abuse people and you have to pay all these lawsuits.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
But I mean, even if it's like $5 million, that's like nothing. And I'm not like,
it's like walking around money for him.
Yeah. He has it in his ass.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
As my dear good friend Michael Kay would say.
So the news dropped the other day that NXT will be on CW next year, which takes us back to last week's conversation. I guess old Billy kind of screwed the pooch, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know if NXT's deal had anything to do with the NWA, because you wouldn't think like, oh, Billy fucked up. Let's get CW on the phone and make a deal within like a couple of days' time.
Yeah.
You got to think this has been going on with a couple of groups for a while. No?
Yeah, I'm not sure one has anything to do with the other. I'm with you, Tony.
So he had an interview where he said that he never said that it was the CW. Did you guys pick up that at all? No,
I did not see that.
Okay.
I did not see that.
He said that I'm paraphrasing, but something to the effect of it. He never said that it was the CW. He said it was a top 20 network.
So I'm looking at the notes, and there's one thing that actually kind of stood out to me is that, I mean, WWE is obviously shopping all of their shows. SmackDown's going to USA, right? Raw is going to find another home at some point. So it makes sense to me that this was probably in the works for a little while, because they're getting significantly more money from CW than they were from USA.
Yeah, Raw's FX is the big rumor there with Raw.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Or is that a rumor? No, you just said it was a rumor.
Yeah, it's the rumor right now that has the most steam behind it.
Okay. So, I mean, CW... I mean, here's the thing with the thing though. Like, they've done this before. Like, SmackDown was on like My9 or UPN9. I'm pretty sure SmackDown was also on CW. They may have been the same thing, or it was WPIX or some shit like that. So I don't hate this deal for NXT, because at the end of the day, they're going to get numbers for a show that is good, but doesn't have all the mainstream guys. Now, will they put mainstream guys back on it like they were doing to shop the show when they got the numbers, like Cena, Taker, Cody, and Becky, and all those main roster stars? Will they start off hot with the main roster guys on it? That remains to be seen. But yeah, I don't think one thing has to do with the cocaine NWA stuff.
Well, one source we spoke with at WWE gave us the impression that talks with the CW accelerated following the incident.
Who reported that?
It's in the notes. Nick Houseman.
Okay.
So if it wasn't the CW, right? Say that NWA and CW was never a thing. It was another top 20 network. Who could it be that's a top 20 network that wants to bring in NWA?
What's that religious one that the 700 Club's always on?
Oh, the 700 Club's on free TV at 11 o'clock.
There you go.
Big fan, huh, KJG?
Oh, huge.
Huge. Yeah.
Because it's either free TV or IFC, because all my favorite rerun shows are on before it. So
rerun?
Up until 11
o'clock. Hey.
Up until 11 o'clock is when the 700 Club comes on. It's one of those. It's either free TV or IFC.
All right, so according to nationalmediaspots.com, your top 20 U.S. cable and broadcast TV networks.
Could be ION.
Prime Video, ABC, NBC, Fox News.
Fox.
ESPN, CBS, Fox, TBS, MSNBC, Univision, FS1, The Hallmark Channel, Telemundo, HGTV, CNN, INSP, TLC, USA Network, Food Network, History. That's the top 20 as of October 2023.
Huh.
I don't think it's any of those.
No. It's got to be an over-the-air.
Yeah, I mean, I found a list of the most watched networks in 2022 to give you some perspective. So you got NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox. Fox News, ESPN, Univision, MSNBC, HGTV, Hallmark Channel. Maybe we get some fucking Billy Corgan movies about Christmas. ION. Yeah. TLC, TNT, Telemundo.
You said ION, Tony?
Yes. That's the religious one. Channel, yes.
No, ION's TBS, not the religious channel.
It's not?
No, ION is like a, it's like a Channel 11, Channel 9. It has all like the reruns of like SVU and FBI and all those shows on there.
Well, rounding out the top 20 years, TBS, History Channel, Discovery Channel, The Food Network, INSP, INSP, is that like an inspiration? And then USA Network is top 20.
Inspiration sounds like the religious channel.
But what is INSP? I've never heard of it.
It's a Western TV and movies channel.
Ooh, Cowboy Billy.
Hangman Adam Page.
The That's Wyatt why they've been bringing in like Thrillbilly Silas and the fucking AJ Kazana and the Southern
Wyatt,
Six.
Wyatt Earp story is on right now. Also, the Ultimate Cowboy Showdown All-Stars Recap, Episode 10, will be on later tonight.
Yeah. Like, ION has, like, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Chicago Hope.
Alias, all those shows.
CM Punk.
CM Punk, if you will.
Martha's Chicago. Bakery.
All right. It looks like our participants are here. So, Game Master, how do you want to bring them into the ring?
I'm bringing them in, bro. Mr. Greg Cherry, Mr. Apron Bump Kyle, we are back at it again. How are
Howdy
we doing
neighbors.
Tonight, fellas? What's going on?
Doing good. Doing dandy, even, I would say.
Dandy? You may want to get that checked.
Yeah.
El Dandy?
Yeah.
Who are you to do El Dandy?
Who are you to discredit the great name of El Dandy?
I just gave him an El Handy.
That's right. Oh.
Did
if
you feel
she was a female wrestler, she would be El Mandy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Jesus. El Mandy.
This is what we're doing, huh?
I'm sorry, Who champ. You were going
to
say?
To doubt El Dandy, because this guy's a serious professional.
He must be an El Fandy.
He has a sweet tooth. His name is El Candy.
If he was really big, he'd
shut
be
up,
El Grandy.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
That's a great idea. Shut up. Jesus Christ.
If he was elastic, he'd be El Bandy.
If he had a serious back injury, he'd be El Randy.
That's true. If he was at the beach, he'd be El Sandy.
Jesus Christ.
Wordsmiths, you guys are.
If he's an old computer, he'd be an El Tandy.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Oh, my God.
If he was a mid-college football team, he'd be El Vandy.
If he was worth $1,000, he'd be El Grandy.
He doesn't even know he's gone. Oh, boy. Glad to see everybody's in a good mood tonight.
Oh always. Hey, if it was a Chinese bear, it'd be El Pandy, huh?
Hey, you got one.
There we go. I was man, smoke was coming out of my ears trying to think of one.
We saw it.
You guys make it look easy.
El Expandy.
I had no right to be as funny as it was, Kevin.
Thank you. That's it, folks. That's it for me. It's can you beat that?
Can't beat that. That's for sure.
Champ, yeah. How you been this past month? Everything's been going good. How does it feel wearing the crown?
It feels good. You know, I know that I'm technically, by all accounts, won the last game 2-0, but Kyle proved himself on that hardcore title question.
2-1, I think, actually was the final score.
Well, in the account of the game, that was a post.
Okay, so that, all right. That didn't count, right? Preseason type stuff. I see.
I mean, if you wanted to count, it's a 1-point loss as opposed to 2, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, why don't you go fuck yourself, Greg?
Wow.
Kyle,
Kyle, I'm salty. You guys gave me a game that doesn't even exist as a question. I thought I knew it, but maybe I shouldn't have went for it though. So maybe egg on my face.
You won a Young Bucks AEW Eliminator. That's why you're back this time.
Right. Yes. I have the diamond ring on this hand to prove it.
Yeah.
Is that what that's for? That's a different tournament.
Doesn't matter. There's a tournament every week. Hang around. You'll pick up another one tomorrow.
Can't wait.
It's okay.
Can't wait.
Hold on.
Oh boy.
Just give me a second here.
You loading up more sounds into your machine?
I am loading up a sound because I gotta know if you've never this stupid fucking ad. You've never once heard this song, this theme.
That could be any game from 30 years ago.
That's the pro wrestling theme song.
Alright, you don't have to yell at me.
Well, you act like we made up a fake game. You got fucking Google. You're a smart guy. You didn't look it up, Kyle.
I'm sorry. I didn't study pro wrestling from Sega beforehand.
Nintendo. Nintendo, dick.
Well, it's
Sega.
Fuck?
He's
all
right.
The same.
Yeah, he's right.
I did look it up before I came on here, just in case you guys referenced it, so I would know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, there's Google. 100% chance we won't be asking a question about pro wrestling tonight.
That's fucking video bullshit. Game. Played it all night in preparation for this.
The sport in general will be asking questions about wrestling, of course.
I assume so.
Of course.
They have it on the Switch, you know, like the original pro wrestling game. If you download the they actually have the pro wrestling game on there.
That's on Switch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's included with the it's included with the yearly subscription thing or whatever it is. No, it's not?
Yeah, it's free. The one I have.
Stop it!
Are you a paid subscriber though? You pay for like the online stuff?
Yeah, I pay for the online, but that's $20 a year, so it's not that big.
No, but I'm pretty sure the NES classics are included with that. And then if you want like the 64 and other stuff, then you got to pay a
or the Genesis pay for, but like not the regular Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, and the last.
Gotcha.
Hell yeah! I didn't know that. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
What do you got for me, Kyle?
For you? Not that much. Just the handy. Or the recipient of said handy.
Thanks, babe.
Equally.
No problem.
Well, without further ado, I think it's time for us to turn up the volume on the fucking theme music. It's time to play everybody's favorite wrestling game show. Can you beat that? Woo!
We gotta get like a studio audience chanting, can you beat that?
I might be able to come up with something like that, but for in the meantime, we could do something like this. There you go. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Cherry of the Greg Cherry brand is your reigning and defending Can You Beat That Champion. Champ, how good does it feel to be back tonight with the crown still on your head? I'm going to have to cut the music. His mic's a little wonky.
Here we go.
We got you.
All right, cool. Being the champ is just something I'm used to. You know, it feels good. I don't feel like losing it anytime soon. And I know Kyle's a good challenger, but tonight, the champ lives on.
Tonight is your night, bro. Apron Bump Kyle, welcome back. Challenging once again. What's the strategy like for you this time?
Well, last time I did not have a strategy, which did not work very well for me. So I think I'm only going to answer questions about subjects that I've heard of in my life this time. Maybe.
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucks ass.
That is not me pressing the buttons, by the way. It's going to be fucking annoying, so be ready for it. Everybody knows the rules. I'm going to let Kyle decide between the first two questions. If you hear the question, you got to tell me how many possible correct answers you can get. Your opponent will have a chance to try to top that. Otherwise, he will let you answer the question. That goes on until we reach a final number. Whichever person is in control has to answer each and every one of those correct answers correctly in order to earn a point. If he misses just one answer, he loses the point. First player to two wins. If we are tied at one, we go to the Nut Cruncher. Gentlemen, if we're ready to play, it goes to Kyle. Kyle, your two topics to choose from to start us off. First topic, Heart Dynasty. 12 possible answers. Second topic, which divas? 14 possible answers. Which one do you want to play?
Throw the divas one in my ass.
I will throw everything in your ass as long as I don't make HK jealous. The question to you, which divas? The Survivor Series 2013 featured the infamous 7-on-7 Total Divas versus the True Divas elimination match. How many competitors in that match can you name? 14 possible answers. Take a minute to think about it. So annoying.
You said there's 14.
14. 7 on each team.
Interesting.
7-on-7.
Interesting.
How many remember. Can you name?
I don't remember this at all. Bing, bang, boom.
Kevin's writing down some answers. Handsome Kevin looks like he's writing down some answers. Matt's just laughing. Greg is in deep thought. Kyle's writing down some more answers. I like this. Everybody's thinking tonight.
Thinking.
Can You Beat That is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. And the rant.
Smoke weed every day.
Fuck yeah.
What a great era for wrestling, huh? 2013 really, Divas.
About 14 of them. Can you imagine that?
Show us I can't.
Jeez. Somebody must have been listening to Opie and Anthony on fucking YouTube this weekend.
Nope, not at all.
Why would you pull these sounds up? This is ridiculous. Kyle, try not to be a dick, but I'm going to need your opening your opening answer.
I'll go 6 to start.
Mr. Greg Cherry Brand. Kyle says he can name 6. Question to you. Can you beat that?
I'll go 7.
Champ comes back with 7, Kyle.
I'll go 8.
We got a back and forth volley here. Kyle's up to 8, Greg.
I'll go 9.
Greg's coming back with 9, Kyle.
I'll go 10.
Okay.
Kyle's pushing for 10. Greg, yeah. We're getting close to the total amount here. He's at 10. What do you got?
I'll let him have 10.
Kyle is gunning for 10. Kyle, which Divas Survivor Series 2013 featured the 7-on-7 Total Divas versus the True Divas elimination match? You said you could name 10 of the 14.
I did.
Whenever you're ready.
Go Brie Bella.
Brie Bella makes 1.
Oh, yeah.
All right, come on, please don't do this.
Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella makes 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gives me time to think.
Fucking murder him.
Natalya?
Natalya makes 3.
Let's go AJ Lee.
AJ Lee makes 4.
Correct! Ding!
Paige?
Oh, I'm sorry. Paige is not in the match. Mr. Greg Cherry takes the first point. All right, before I go to anybody else, who else did you have, Kyle? Did you have any ideas on anybody else?
I was going to start just thinking, but maybe Summer Rae.
Summer Rae was there.
About Naomi.
Naomi was there.
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox was there.
Oh. Those were the only ones I had written down. So otherwise I would just have to pull some out of my ass. So.
All right, Kyle, who'd you have? Greg. Kyle, Greg, sorry.
I also had Cameron.
Cameron was there as well, the other Funkadactyl.
That's, we talked about that before the show.
I wasn't sure if Eva Marie was on there.
Eva Marie was on there, yes.
And I honestly only had 7. I was trying to get him there.
Well, it worked.
Man, that's why he's the champ.
All right, so far we had Bri and Nikki Bella, Eva Marie, Cameron, Naomi, Natalya, AJ Lee, Alicia Fox, and Summer Rae. Anybody else got any possible answers?
There's 2 names that I want to say.
We'll say them.
Well, I said one before the show.
Caitlin is on the list.
Oh.
And what was that bird's name that was like Gold Dust's gal?
Oh,
Oksana.
Oksana, yes.
Oksana was there. We got 3 more left. Anyone?
Yeah, Rosa Mendez.
Rosa Mendez makes number 12.
And I'll leave. I can't believe I know these. Tamina.
Tamina makes 13.
And this is the one that no one would have got no matter what. No one would have got no matter what. And I can't believe I remember it. JoJo.
JoJo finishes up the fucking list. Wow. Holy shit, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, so Team Divas was the Total Divas. That's Bri and Nikki, Eva Marie, Cameron, Naomi, JoJo, and Natalya. And Team True Divas was AJ, Oksana, Alicia Fox, Caitlin, Rosa, Summer Rae, Tamina, Snuka.
I JoJo circled because I just knew that no one was going to get JoJo.
Why do you know that?
All right, everybody.
I don't know.
Knew the answer.
It's literally like, I don't know. I remember. I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I remember this.
Kevin's getting a free handy from the Benellis when they get back from their trip.
Ooh, no octopus.
Ooh, a little octopus action.
Uh-huh. Still don't know what that means.
Kyle misses the point. Champ, you're up 1. How you feeling?
You know, I was actually a little nervous for that one because when he kept going up, I was like, I didn't think AJ and Caitlin were in that match because I knew AJ was a Divas champion. I thought she might have had title defense or something, but yeah.
Well, Caitlin wasn't in the match. AJ was.
I thought Caitlin was in the match.
No, Caitlin was in the match, dude.
Was she in the match?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
I said yeah. Caitlin, Tony said yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought so. He like literally blipped out when that happened, and I thought it said he wasn't in the match.
Oh,
she wasn't in the match.
Oh. Champ, question to you: Hart Dynasty, 12 possible answers. Stu and Helen Hart had 12 children. How many can you name?
I knew that was going to be what it was.
That old fucker. Climbed on top of decrepit Helen. Not once, not twice, not thrice, but 12 ice. Whatever the word for that is.
Ed, when you look at the birthdays, he was they had a kid from 55 to 63.
Whew.
65.
Stays fucking.
No, wait. 50, 51, 52, 54. Must have been a busy year. 53, 55, 56, 57, 58. Took off 59.
Firing blanks.
Was fucking again in 60. Then took Chafing. 3 years off. 3-year hiatus.
That was when he was pulling out.
Then he smashed.
It was heel stew.
Then he smashed in 63, and then he finished on 65. Man, can you imagine?
No. Greg, you got an answer for me. You got a number for me.
I'm going to start with 3.
All right. 3. Kyle,
okay,
question to
terrific.
You. Can you beat that?
4.
4. Greg?
I'll go to 5.
5. Kyle?
He can take it.
Greg, for the championship retention. We're going 5, right? That's what he said? Let me write that down. The Hart Dynasty, Stu and Helen Hart had 12 children. You said you could name 5 whenever you're ready.
Brett.
Brett makes 1.
Owen.
Owen makes 2.
Diana.
Diana makes 3.
Bruce.
Bruce makes 4 for the championship.
Keith.
Keith makes 5.
Damn. I only had 3.
Greg Cherry, champion. Wins. Unbelievable. Were those three the ones that you had, Kyle? He mentioned those three.
Yeah, I had Brett, Owen, Diana.
The only ones that I think that I probably would have put on there as well would probably be Smith, maybe.
I forgot.
Just because Smith is, he was on the pay-per-views at the Stampede and evolved in like the other nonsense with them. So.
And then you have the one that is obvious for like bad reasons, Matt, would be Dean, who passed away right before Survivor Series 1990, I believe.
Yeah, it was on my birthday.
Oh, all right. Birthday. You killed Matt. Killed Dean Hart.
I was not aware of a Dean Hart when I was nine. So,
okay. And then, yeah. So, I mean, I'm a Hart mark, Matt. I'm pretty sure you probably got them all too.
The only reason I knew five was because literally was thinking, okay, so who was on Brett's Survivor Series team?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Keith, Bruce, Owen. Brett. And then Wayne and Ross were. Ross is another one that was in the.
Yeah.
And then the daughters.
Yeah, wasn't one of the girls like Ellison or
Ella or Ellie? Oh, there, yeah. There's an Ellie.
Yes.
There's Ellie and Allison, I want to say.
Ellie and Allison, yes, both on the list. You guys are missing two of them.
Julia, Ellie, right? Is...
No, Julia's the wife.
Ellie is Natalia's mother.
Yeah, Jimmy. Ella is Jim the Anvil Neidhart's wife.
Oh, fucking Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, Georgia.
We're missing one of the dudes.
Did we say Wayne?
No, we didn't. That's the one.
Man.
Dude, I would have smoked this fucking Can You Beat That?
Oh.
I mean, I would have. I got them all for both. Except Caitlyn. I didn't get Caitlyn.
You fucking idiot.
Do we think?
Sorry.
No, no.
I'm taking it out on everybody else.
Let me discuss with HK and the Donk here. Is this is it time? Is it to KJG versus Craig Cherry in December?
Listen, I have no problem with submitting that to the committee for consideration.
Oh, that's still a thing.
Yeah,
of course.
Come on, man.
Dream match.
You know what? When I don't play, but when I do play, I lose.
This was a dream match. I'm glad that you came back this week, Kyle. This, I mean, you're a great player. Just wasn't in the cards for you tonight.
Just wasn't. I appreciate you guys having me.
Always. Always, man.
I'll have
man.
You anytime, babe.
Oh, fucking have me.
Oh, yeah.
Take me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, the crown, your head, your neck's going to be fucking jacked. From wearing that crown so long.
Well, it's fat. It needs to get some weight.
I don't know what to say to that. Well, congratulations to Greg Cherry once again successfully defending the Can You Beat That championship. Kyle, like I said, it's been a pleasure having you, man. You played a great game once again. Just wasn't in the cards for you this time.
There's always next year.
Matt, you want to give some pluggers?
I want to give some pluggers?
Yeah, give the plugs. Yeah, give. Come on.
Why do you say, what is a plugger?
Pluggers. There's lots of plugs.
Alex, plug the me. Plugger Porto.
Oh, that woman. Got a mouth like an outboard motor. All the time.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
You can follow Craig Cherry at Craig Cherry Brand on the Twitter machine. He's got a link tree. Check it out. Click the links. He's got a YouTube. He's taking donations. He's got lots of content on his YouTube, actually. He did something the other night, so you want to check out Greg and you want to follow him. He's not just the trivia champion. Can you beat that champion on the Shining Wizards? But he has several other trivia championship belts in his trophy case. He is not a man to be messed with. Dare I say, greatest Can You Beat That Champion ever? ? Then we got our buddy over there, Kyle from the Apron Bump, at Apron Bump on the Twitter machine. Every Wednesday he's dropping a new episode, and he's got a co-host from a different podcast on every single show. And if you enjoy the toilet bowl humor that is The Shining Wizards and the Year of Duke and Rogue, Apron Bump podcast is in your wheelhouse. So check out Kyle. And you know what? I'm going to drop some news right now for everybody. Kyle will be joining The Shining Wizards every third Monday of the month.
Ooh.
To kick off a special segment where we talk about whatever the hot topic is that week. So Kyle's going to become a regular on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast every third Monday of the month. So he'll join us for 10 to 15 minutes and I guess jerk everybody off because that seems to be the motion everybody's making. I was not privy to this information, but I guess I'm getting a hand job from Kyle.
Keep it here, boy.
And Greg will be back next month, and I think we put Greg and KJG in the Thunderdome, and we have a mega match.
Oh, baby.
Give me
take that
slaughter
to the committee, T-Donk.
Scratch me right where I itch.
You know what really sucks? I just realized I can't use the fucking nut cruncher next time.
I know.
Time
because,
either.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do it again? Like while we have it? That's what we did last month.
Or at least, can I know what it is?
Yeah, let's do it. Because you can't do it.
All right. You know what?
Then do it, T-Dog. Do it.
All right. Let's do
just
this.
For shit. I'm
like, you hold it till January.
This is for shits and giggles, then. Let me see. All right, we'll give it to Kyle because he was the challenger. Kyle, the topic is grand old time. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
Fuck it. I'll play it.
Kyle, grand old time has 7 possible answers. 7 wrestlers held the now-defunct TNA Global Force Wrestling Impact Grand Championship. How many can you name?
There's 7.
Oh, yes, there were.
Oh, boy. The Grand Champion. So this is like a mid-card Global Force Championship.
Well, it's the Grand Championship.
That doesn't help me.
Don't besmirch the good name of El Dandy.
I don't know. I'll throw 4 out there.
Wow. That's a big throw.
Let me toss. Let me shot put this bad boy.
Something tells me Greg's tossing this right back. Greg, Kyle bullshitting says 4.
He can bullshit.
All right. Here we go.
I got two for jerseys.
Oh, I got jersey. 0 for jerseys.
All right, jerseys, Kyle. Let's see what you got. 4. Give them to me.
How about Austin Aries?
All right, well, that's 1.
Yeah. How about a Johnny Impact?
No, that you fucked up there. It's over.
Suck me off.
Greg, who'd you have?
I had Matt Sydal.
That's on the list.
And I also had Josh Matthews.
Josh Matthews is on the list.
Good pull.
Holy shit. Speaking of pulling.
Wow. That's impressive.
Wow.
Man.
Kyle, what can I say? Just wasn't your night, brother.
I guess not. How about one more for the roof?
I got no more questions.
Wait, what were the 4? Were you just going to pick any 4 names out of the air?
Oh, yeah.
I got
absolutely.
EC3.
Oh, sure. Let's make it about you, Kev.
Yeah, that's all. Who else did you?
No, please.
I thought that's what we do.
See you later, Kyle. What else you got, KJG?
No, I thought we always say our guesses after they're done. You can go first.
I mean, I had no more like on my list.
So
I
you were just
going to
pull
had,
names.
Like, all the belts.
Yeah, who else were you thinking about though? Who else were you going to pull?
I was going to maybe throw a Pentagon out there.
No.
You're going Impact World Championship title reigns.
It's all the same. How about Justin Gabriel or PJ Black?
No.
He was like
Greg,
the world
Greg,
champion.
Throw him out there. What do you got?
Sydal and Matthews were the only 2 I had. I didn't know that. It was a goofy-ass title, though.
It sure was.
I'm now Eli Drake for the hell of it.
No Eli Drake.
How about Scott Steiner?
No Scott Steiner. All right, can we throw it to Kevin?
Yes,
no,
throw it to Kevin.
I'm out. I'm done. Nope.
He's done. Kevin's out. Florida man's out of here.
Matt, who you got?
I'm looking at it, man. I looked it up. It's in
How
front
about
of
Mr. Right. Mr. Pectacular. What was his name?
Jesse Godders.
Just Jesse Godders.
You close, have right? named a bunch of people who are in the inaugural tournament.
See?
Jesse Godders wrestled Eli Drake.
I'm dancing around it. Jeff Jarrett?
No, but good guess.
The original rules were 3 5-minute rounds with special events going to 5 minutes per round, 10-point must system, judging categories, physicality, aggressiveness, controlling the action. Wins can happen anytime via pin or submission. There is no winner after 3 rounds. A winner is decided by a judge's decision.
That's such bullshit.
I remember, I think it was the inaugural championship match. Lights just went out during the, like, okay, well, this is exciting.
Classic TNA. I
couldn't tell you what was in.
Well, if you need references, here we go. One guy is a former WWE champion. One guy is a former NWA national and tag team champion. And one guy is still there, and he's won various world titles.
Derek Young?
Nope.
James Storm?
Nope.
Eddie Edwards?
Nope.
Eddie Edwards was in the finals of the inaugural tournament.
And he lost to one of the guys on the list.
He replaced an injured guy who also ended up winning the title down the line.
I feel like AJ was gone by then.
Yep. Well, maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was 2016 to 2018. About a two-year run, not even a year and a half.
Former WWE champion.
Yep.
Mm. Think.
Jeff Hardy? Former...
Nope. Good guess, though.
The Undertaker?
Former WWE, like...
Yes, the Undertaker.
World champion?
I'm in TNA. Yep.
Yeah, it was the Undertaker.
Wow. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, you remember his run in Impact? It was amazing. Oh.
He was Mark the Mortician.
Hell yeah.
I don't know this one.
All right, the very first champion was your former NWA national champion, former tag team champion, Aaron Rex, known as Aaron Stevens. The former WWE champion, Drew Galloway.
Ah, yeah.
And one of the stalwarts of Impact Wrestling.
Moose. Oh.
He's the only two-time champion.
Moose, yeah, he's the only guy that I really ever remember holding that belt. I would have
for
never.
For some reason, I remember
else.
EC3 a lot. For some reason, I don't know why.
Hey. Shining the wizard.
Kyle, see you next year. Greg, see you next month, and
we'll see Kyle in a couple weeks too.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow, I'm just whatever.
Okay. Yeah, come on back whenever you want. You guys got the link.
It's a different link every week, you wizard.
Why you gotta fuck everything up?
Oh yeah, because they didn't notice that I sent them different links.
Oh, you sure you don't want to fucking press a button 17 times before you said that?
What are you getting so mad at me for?
Wolf.
These nuts.
Well, let's go ahead.
Oh my!
How dare you?
Ligamaballs.
Yeah, ligamaballs.
Good stuff.
Good evening. Yeah, see what I mean? Champ, congratulations. Kyle, great playing, and see you guys whenever. I threw him out. Now I want to throw myself out. Is it time for me to go? What else we got to talk about?
I don't know. Is it time for you to go, Cranky Pants?
Kyle, leave!
It's good about. What's going on in the WWE world? Anything else we need to? Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nope. I talked enough tonight.
Watching the TV box last night. Was there anything better than the ECW November to Remember montage video to November Rain?
Yes. Other thing in wrestling. I hated the fact that they would play November to Remember. It was such a fucking... November Rain is such a fucking depressing song. And yet, here we are showing all the great things leading up to this show. And get the fuck out of here.
The video for November Rain was depressing. I remember watching that.
Although
that
Stephanie Seymour...
Yeah. I fucking love. I think November to Remember was
no. The montages were great. Joey Styles doing the voiceover, but the song.
I don't give a. The song just happened to be the song, but those videos were fucking awesome. I look forward to them every November.
Yeah, no, they were great videos. Just a poor choice of song, just because it had November in it.
Well, there's not a lot of songs that have November.
I was gonna say, what other songs that got November?
They could have played anything.
What? Wyclef Jean's Gone Till November? That's even more depressing.
That's a good one.
They could have played It's All the Way Live. It's All the Way Live. Or that song, I Was Buried on the Battlefield.
None of them say November.
Doesn't matter. They had so much great music. Like, who's that peeking in my window, pal?
Yeah, they had so much great music that they didn't have the rights to.
No, they had a deal with Tommy Boy that they fucking, it cost them $100,000 when he went to WWE or some shit.
I don't think Use Your Illusion was on fucking Tommy Boy.
No, definitely not.
Do you consider, I consider November to Remember the biggest pay-per-view ECW did all year.
Yeah, that was their WrestleMania for sure. You don't think?
I do, but yeah, I mean, you could make, I mean, what do we have? You had Hardcore Heaven, Heat Wave. Later, when they started doing monthly pay-per-views, Guilty as Charged.
Wasn't Barely Legal one of them? Barely Legal,
yeah, but that was the first one. They never ran like a second Barely Legal.
Okay.
What was the one we saw in Asbury Park?
Heat Wave?
Living Dangerously.
Living Dangerously was a yearly, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the OGs are like November to Remember, Heat Wave, Hardcore Heaven. Like, they ran those since
the
beginning.
Did they play Heat Wave?
What about WrestlePalooza?
What about it?
Was that ever a big deal?
Was that ever a pay-per-view?
No, I think those were like glorified, like...
Those were like...
It could have been a pay-per-view.
It was a pay-per-view in 1998.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of shows that they used to run just as like special named shows out of the arena. Like, wasn't CyberSlam a big thing they ran every year where they brought all the internet people in?
Yeah.
And they had, like, a convention to go along with it or some shit?
That's a great question. What would be... Like, I'd have to do, like, a dive into it, like, to find out what ECW... I mean, Matt, obviously, you would know, like, what their WrestleMania would be. Hardcore Heaven wouldn't be it, or no?
I think it's November to Remember.
I mean, I'll take your word for it for sure.
Because did Chili Willy ever wrestle at a November to Remember?
If not, then it's not the WrestleMania.
Definitely not.
No.
It fucking went Rain Man on it. Definitely not.
What did? Because
I watched the match last night. It was the BWO Stevie Richards against Davey Richard Morton Jericho.
Oh, Kid Cash. Yeah. We'll get this kid a name yet.
Let's see. Chili Willy. Let's see. Chili Willy. No, what the fuck? This can't be that Chili Willy. Oh, there it is. Sorry, 2000 ECW. Chili Willy was at Holiday Hell 2000. He was at November to Remember 2000. Him and Balls Mahoney defeated the Baldies in a flaming tables match.
In 2000? Chili Willy was still around in 2000?
Yes.
You know why Balls chose Chili Willy for the tables match? Because he was so cold, he put the fire out.
Attaboy.
Right?
Makes sense.
Come on now.
I gotta go back and watch fucking
Balls was crazy, but he wasn't dumb.
The 2000 ECW World Tag Title Tournament first round match. Justin Credible and Rhino beat Chili Willy and the Sandman.
That's some weird fucking teams, huh?
Bro, Chili Willy and the Sandman against Justin Credible and Rhino was a regular match on the house shows. I would be so fucking annoyed.
Why?
Because I want to see Sandman and like... I want to see him Kane fucking Red Dog.
You think they had an entrance together, Chili Willy and the Sandman? Like Chili Willy came out like drinking beers and smoking cigarettes with him? Because that would have been cool as shit. You don't think?
No, I'm kind of with you.
Like little rotund Chili Willy fucking popping beers with the Sandman, smacking them together, drinking them.
Little Chili Willy.
Fuck yeah. And what did he used to come out to? What did Chili Willy come out to? I thought I remembered this.
Bully,
I obviously
bully.
Don't.
Ice Ice Baby.
Let's see.
Chili Willy the Penguin.
All right.
Little Chili Willy won't go.
According
home
to ECW, let's see. This wrestling themes. Hold on, let me just get to the C. Chili Willy came out to Breathe and Stop by Q-Tip.
What?
And then Party Up by DMX was the second.
That was the one. See, they had the rights to that one. No, they didn't.
Why are you so... The Chili Willy's such a pull. I just don't know why.
I don't know.
Like, why is that your guy?
I thought he was kind of cool, and he was only on TV like a couple of times, and that was it.
You were not watching enough ECW in 2000, yeah. Buddy.
Nope.
Not ECW at all. Hardcore TV, HC Loke beats Chili Willie. ECW Hardcore TV, Chili Willie beats Bill Wiles.
Oh,
Chili
Billy
Willie
Wiles?
Beats Chris Hamrick.
There Wait, so go. Chili Willie wasn't like there from like a long time. He was just there in like the 99-2000 era. I thought he was
no. just there in 2000.
He used to team with Don Morocco.
I thought they beat Matt Bourne and Jimmy Snuka once.
Brother.
He was at the last ECW pay-per-view.
Wow, I don't know why I thought Chili Willie was there earlier.
No, he was only there. You got to be thinking of somebody else that's not Chili Willie.
No, I probably am, bro.
No, but Kevin's probably thinking of somebody else.
I couldn't tell you who, but
ECW. ECW.
Yeah, I watched some November to Remember 96 last night.
96?
Yeah, because it's right. It's the build to. It's the show opens with Taz cutting a promo on Paulie, telling him he's going to ruin his surprise about the big announcement he wants to make, that there's going to be a big show in the first quarter of 1997, and he's gonna beat the fuck out of his boy, and there's nothing Paulie can do about it.
Is his boy? Oh God, I have no recollection of this. Is his boy Sabu or no?
Yeah.
Okay. That, so, all right.
Yeah. It's all about
Sabu coming back from the neck injury.
No, is Sabu's back already. Sabu came back at 95 and beat Scorpio in a Loser Leaves Town match.
And then Scorpio.
So Scorpio, was it 95?
96, he was. No, he was WWE.
95 was Sabu coming back to wrestle Hack Myers as a surprise. And then it is December to Dismember. When does Scorpio leave Hardcore?
I mean, he's Flash Funk in
96, so I think it is.
Sure. No, I think he debuts the same show as The Rock. I think he debuts at that Survivor Series in November. Pretty sure.
Yeah, he does. I think maybe it's Hostile. It's either Hostile City Showdown 96 or Hardcore Heaven 96, where Scorpio has the Loser Leaves Town match. I'm looking right now. I'm sorry. This is going to bother me until I find out.
No, you're on fire. Fuego, if you will. Speaking of Survivor Series, while Matt looks that up, Survivor Series is taking shape. We got our main event. We got a War Games match, ladies and gentlemen, where we will see Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, and who is the fourth? It's not Kevin Owens. It is Seth Rollins against Judgment Day. JD McDonagh, Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and Damian Priest. So that's a big main event right there. Nice little finish to Raw on Monday. Zoe Stark will challenge Rhea Ripley. Miz will challenge Gunther for the IC title. So that's it's looking like a good show, man. Looking like a good show so far.
So I was completely wrong. It was okay. It was November to Remember 96, and it is Louis Spicoli who beats Scorpio. Scorpio beats Devin Storm, JT Smith, and Hack Myers, and then loses to Spicoli.
Am I thinking of JT Smith when I was thinking of Chili Willie? No, probably not. No, it doesn't make sense. But, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, look, so the Survivor Series is going to be something, man. It's really shaping up to be a great card, and it'll be interesting how they do the war games. People were like being real fucking weird about the poster because Cody was in camo paint on his face. I don't think they got the throwback to his father's
like the war
promo
games.
Picture. Yeah,
the show's called War Games. It's the Survivor Series. Your dad literally did it.
Like, he created it.
People are dumb. People are just fucking dumb.
Does The Miz beat Gunther for the IC title? Is it time?
Nope. Bro, are you okay? I think you're like having a fucking stroke or something.
Who?
You. You're constantly like shutting your mic off. You all right?
Yeah, because I'm coughing.
But are you okay? That's why I'm asking.
Yes, I'm good.
You sure?
It seems like they're trying this babyface Miz thing again, which didn't really go well the first time, even though I loved it. But it looks like they're trying it again. So, I mean, I guess you got to at some point. But
Miz wins with a figure four.
No, there's no way he's beating Gunther. I don't know who beats Gunther, to be honest with you. I think we might see the first like double mid-card top guy champ at some point. I don't think he loses that belt until he wins both of them, and they do like an Ultimate Warrior type thing or something where he has to relinquish one of them or like there's no I can't see Gunther losing at all.
I hope
like,
not.
To who? I mean, unless it's like unless he loses to like a Seth Rollins and then Seth Rollins is the double champ, or if like I just can't see Gunther losing at all to anybody unless there's a return, unless Randy Orton comes back. How about that?
I want to slide this question here before we get out of here tonight. Cause I watched an older Royal Rumble the other evening.
92?
And no. I believe it was 88.
That's the first Rumble. That's the USA Network one. 89.
And I was fucking so excited watching it. I couldn't find you put on those old wrestling pay-per-views to fall asleep, right? You've seen them so many times, you just kind of fall asleep while they're playing.
Every single night.
And fucking Andre, watching him, I was blown away. I was going, man, this guy, this is like, he was so much fun to watch in 89, which is obviously past his prime, right?
Right.
So, When did his prime and his decline start? Because I've always enjoyed his work while knowing the majority of the work that I've seen is past his prime. So when did the prime end and the decline start for Andre? Because I loved watching him in the other night.
So Tony can probably answer this better, but I feel like even at WrestleMania 3, he was past his prime.
It felt that way, yeah.
Like Even in like 85, 86, 87, he was at maybe not 85 because he was in that battle royal at WrestleMania. But like he was past his prime just and through no fault of his own, just because of his genetics, he was past his prime.
So, yeah, if you want to see good Andre, go back probably very early 80s is about that cusp. But find stuff from him when he was Jean Ferre or you know, find that stuff. Mm-hmm. Watching him fucking throwing drop kicks and arm drags and shit. Like he fucking, it's so weird. Like he's not built like Giant Baba, but he's just big and like more lanky than he is.
Yeah.
And he just fucking moves around. He was actually really incredible.
You see it like I've seen different clips of him doing things in the, but like, as far as like complete matches, I haven't seen a ton of complete matches of him from that, you know, from that era. Now, Tony, you're old enough to remember him watching him in that era. Yes. No,
yeah, of course.
All right. I'm just making sure here. Was he like, obviously he was larger than life, right? Obviously everybody wanted to see him, but was it a Hulk Hogan factor before we got a Hulk Hogan, like with Andre, or not quite to that extent?
It's not that he would Hulk up. It's just that everybody knew like he was just going to kind of, you know, get that comeback going and beat somebody. There was a match. I forget what year it is, but it was Hogan like before he went to go film Rocky. I know like there was the showdown at Shea where Hogan wrestled Andre.
Yeah.
But there was like whatever their like syndicated TV show was. I forget. Like you've seen it. It's like the set that Bob Backlund and you know like in the Samoans and fucking Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson.
He's
like that
good
same
now.
That same studio. Hogan wrestled Andre. Hogan body slams Andre. Andre gets up, no sells it, body slams Hogan, and it's like Hogan just fucking went through a car wreck. It was fucking amazing. Because it was like perfect, like Andre's like, you slam me, big fucking deal. Now I'm gonna slam you and put you through the ring. And Hogan did the fucking, you know, like the and shit like that, you know? And it wasn't even a match, like Hogan just fucking bailed and Andre was there and they interviewed Andre afterward and shit.
What was so great about Andre was that like in the apex of like my childhood and probably Matt's and Tony's probably yours too, like 80 88, 89, 90 Andre, they still made it work. Like he was still like feuding with like Warrior. He was still feuding with Hogan. Him and they put him with Haku and made them the tag team champions. They worked around Andre's limitations by doing these things. And it was like that was still enjoyable to me. Like Andre in 89 and 90 and until he it was tough seeing him come back on like crutches in like 91 and 92 and those things, but 89 Andre is like peak. It's like my peak Andre.
Yeah, and see, like that was the thing watching him in that Rumble. Like it was so much fun just to watch him go, nope, I'm gonna go over here now. And like you saw, people were like, yes, I want to tangle with Andre, and he was like, nope, not you, fuck you, I'm gonna go over here and fuck
he
with.
He takes his takes his strap down and just starts choking people like hardcore, like legit, like shooting, choking people with his strap. Yes.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's so weird because when you you look at his cage match. 85 was his last like full year where he's in WWF. He had 114 matches in WWF, 51 in New Japan, 3 international matches, 2 for the NWA. 86, he only has 49 in New Japan, 20 in the WWF, and 1 international. 87's way down. Like 87 might be his worst year. 7 WWF matches. 88, he goes back up to 122 matches in the WWF, and then 89, he does 124 matches, and that's like broken fucking Andre. Even like for somebody his size, just to go to a house show and travel, and then just walk and stand on the apron and let Haku do all the work, like that probably took a fucking shitload of energy out of him.
Well, don't forget too, like he was also doing like 9-second jobs to the Warrior around this time too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's rough. Yeah. I'm going to check the New Japan just updated the app. So I'm going to look on the TV when I go downstairs, Kevin, to see if there's anything on the on New Japan or all of Andre in New Japan, because his New Japan stuff is pretty. There was a DVD they put out years ago and I missed. They put a DVD out of Stan Hansen, Bruiser Brody and Andre. And I opted for Bruiser and Stan Hansen. And I kind of kicked myself. I've definitely gone and looked on eBay for the Andre one before. Yeah. It's just not out there anymore.
Did Andre ever work Baba like one-on-one?
Baba's All Japan. He ended up there in 91. And him and Baba were a tag team in the World Tag League.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think they, because I don't think Baba or Andre were ever heels in Japan, right?
Well, I just wasn't sure because, I mean, that would be a
no, I don't know either. Matchup. Yeah, I don't, but I don't think Andre ever wrestled as a heel at that point in his career. I think Andre was always a babyface, wasn't he?
Yeah, it looks like his final run. His final 2 years when he was in Japan, he was in All Japan, and he was always teaming with Baba.
Okay.
Yeah, because Baba wasn't even in great shape at that point either.
Right. That makes more sense.
But could you imagine that? You're in Japan. Like, you get to fucking see Giant Baba and Andre the Giant? Holy
There's
fuck.
There's definitely... I watched it the a couple times a night. I'll throw, like, All Japan in the YouTube, and some shit comes up where they have, like...
Nelly! They'll have Nelly. That's what they'll do.
They'll have like one day of the All Japan Tag League, like all the matches. And it was Andre and Giant Baba, I want to say against Dr. Death and Terry Gordy. Excuse me. And I think that was from his last go around.
Yeah.
There.
I've always been a fan of Andre. I've always just enjoyed that. Larger than life, like I've enjoyed his work. Even like I say, my most of my memories of him are past his prime, but I still really enjoyed his work. So to catch that the other night and watch that, and then have this like renewed like love and interest of Andre again, and wanting to kind of dive a little bit more into him. I love that about watching older wrestling, when you already know how much you enjoy somebody, but then you sit down and you actually watching that Rumble, I was just keyed in on him. What is he doing the entire time? And like, I need more Andre.
And it was great that they started the story, because Axe and Smash, if it's talking about 89, they were the first two ones in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kurt Hennig was there. Ronnie Bass was there.
Garvin, Ron Bass, all in that. Greg Valentine, Kurt Hennig. And then Jake the Snake eventually is the one that eliminates him just by throwing in the snake.
Yep.
So Andre was great at selling being scared of something. And so, like, how do you get a guy that big to be scared? Oh, bring in a fucking snake, a python, and that works. And that's another thing that was great about Jake the Snake is that that happened with, you know, Earthquake, that happened with Andre, that happened with, God, countless other people, with Macho Man when he was a heel. So it was, yeah, that was, that's a very, very, very underrated Royal Rumble. And speaking of Giants, Big John Studd ends up winning that Rumble. Yeah. That's right. There it is.
So this includes the Andre the Giant Coliseum home video matches on here. It's been a while since I watched this, so I don't remember it's completely ripped from that. But it's got, it goes all the way up to his WrestleMania match with Big John Studd, which for some reason they put commentary by Michael Cole and Taz on it. I don't know why they did that. But it goes back. It's got a match, I guess a handicap match against Black Gordman and Great Goliath from 76. It's got a 3-on-1. Jack Evans, Johnny Rods, and Joe Butcher Nova against the Giant. Doesn't have a year on that. Gorilla Monsoon, Andre and Jimmy versus the Samoans. Andre versus the Masked Superstar. Andre and SD Jones versus Stud and Bundy. Stud and Patera, where they cut Andre's hair.
Andre and SD Jones?
Yes. Dude, SD Jones, before he became like the jobber that he was, like he was kind of like Tony Gurria level, where like he'd be around a bit. Then the Ken Patera match that he had with him when he came back to get his revenge for the haircut. Moondog Rex, an 18-man battle royal, which featured Slaughter, Stud, Snuka, Pat Patterson, Hogan, Orndorff, the Iron Sheik, and Tito Santana. I think that's everything. And I'm sure it's got some other little bits and things on it, too. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I think it's also got like the whole like the Three Little Fishes skits and shit like that from like Tuesday Night Titans and whatnot.
Beep. Yeah, and if it's on the Coliseum, if it's the Coliseum video might be on the network too.
Yeah,
because they put all those old Coliseum home videos. He also did a lot of stuff in the AWA that you might be able to find. Mm-hmm. HK.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Like a lot of battle royals, like him against Bockwinkel for the title a few times. Him, Hogan, and the High Flyers against Dr. D, Mr. Saito, and the Sheiks.
It's so funny too because like there are the stories of him drinking in the Twin Cities still go on about the Twin Cities. Like there's still like legendary Andre drank at this tavern and this many beers and all that kind of stuff. Like it's so crazy to me that he has that, I don't know, like that effect. Like he still is remembered. People are still pointing like, hey, and you know, whatever year it was, 81 or whatever it was, like Andre was here and he drank 43 beers. It's like that's right. Still that tavern still has that, you know, that picture of him or whatever it is. It's
so Matt, cool. So Matt, both Motzbach and Scott George have said that it's because that Taz and Cole were doing commentaries because Jesse Ventura was still involved in that royalties lawsuit with the Coliseum and the videos. So that's why they had Cole and Taz do it because they couldn't have Jesse Ventura do it.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out of your way and go check out some Andre stuff, people.
Yeah, look, that's the when you come across, when you go on the network and you kind of go outside your comfort zone, like that's why I did that watch along on Thursday, that Mid-Atlantic, like just stuff there's guys I know, but things I've never seen. So it's just fun to go back and watch that. And then you kind of go down the rabbit hole and like Terry Taylor's teaming with Mike Davis. And this is pre rock and roll RPMs, Mike Davis. So it's just, and it's 1982 and it's a very young Jake who's teaming with Jay Youngblood and Ray Stevens, who I've never seen, you know, like I don't remember ever watching a Ray Stevens match. So it's just fun to go back and check that stuff out. And then you jump down the rabbit hole and there's so much, you know, if you do enough digging, there's so much territorial stuff on YouTube. Yeah. Like full shows, people were just like, they taped them and they saved them and then they ripped them to YouTube. Like great shit, real great continental, southeastern, you know, real down the rabbit hole shit. So it's fun. It's always good to go back and check out the older stuff.
Yeah, which I love. And like I said, that Rumble 89 is definitely not outside, you know, my wheelhouse or comfort zone. It's actually the first Royal Rumble that I like remember as a kid. The first event I remember, it might be, you know, why I put it on. I need a fucking palate cleanser from watching too much 2005 TNA.
Yeah, no, I get it. It makes perfect sense. And if you need a palate cleanser, next week you're going to join us for our 12th anniversary show. Dave LaGreca, 7 o'clock, right when the show starts, he's going to join us. 12 years, we are going to have a good time. We're just going to celebrate us for a couple hours, and we'll see what happens. See who answers the call, and see who just decides to pop in, and maybe we'll fuck around with the phone number. Who knows?
Ooh, the phone number, you say?
Oh, I say.
Do we have anything after the anniversary show, Double T?
The week after is Retro Wizards. So we're going back to November 27th, 1989. And yeah. I feel like this maybe had gone over a couple people's head last time. The show is...
from the archives.
Yes, like it's taking place November 27th, 1989. That's the gimmick. So when you tune in and you comment like, oh, how do you know about the Eliminators if you watch the ECW when the newsletters are like, the Eliminators just showed up in USWA and we'll see what they want to do with them. That's why, because we're supposed to pretend we don't know the future, people. We're going to have a little fun and talk some 1989 wrestling. Fresh off the NWA Clash of the Champions and WWF Survivor Series 1989.
Yeah, and since we're a wrestling radio show, we're not allowed to curse.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
I guess WWE doesn't exist, and AEW doesn't exist, the Ring of Honor doesn't exist.
ECW doesn't exist.
The AWA still exists.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Mid-South is still a thing. Maybe.
Jim Crockett's still around.
Yeah, JCP's still a thing. So we'll have to change Kevin's name to This Man Has No Dick to something else.
Who did that, by the way?
One of us did.
Yeah, I'm not a real big fan of you guys right now.
Just right now or every Monday night?
No, most of the times I bring them on myself, but I don't think I did so tonight. So.
No, we're just having fun.
Gotcha. Copy that.
You can be mad at me. That was me. I know Tony usually gets the brunt of that.
Well, Tony had my leg. Was it because I had my leg crossed? Is that it?
No, I don't. I think we did it during Over the Top.
No, we didn't do it that far.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Wait a minute. When did I get?
So I try not to look at myself in the thing. I try to look directly at the camera so I don't notice.
Since 8:10, whatever happened at 8:10.
You know you can change our names too.
Yeah, but I'm above that. I'm a grown man.
Oh.
Oh.
That's right. I'm not a child. I'm a petulant child.
Ooh.
I prefer man child.
That's right.
Yeah, 12 years, George. People. 12, Scott George 12 years that next was, week.
That was a fun watch along. I'm glad Scott George was there. He had some insightful information. It was fun. It's on YouTube, youtube.com/theshiningwizard. So please remember to subscribe, hit that like button, and join us next, I almost said Sunday, next Monday for the 12th anniversary of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. Whatever we do together, do it.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. Executive producer is Manny Crazzo. Our producers are Danny Russoniello, Kate Hensler, Matt Garifo, High Five, Tom, Ryan Schlong, Brendan Haney, Mike Peterson, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, William Mercier Jr., Michael Hammond, David Henry Bauer III, and Keith Parker. Special thanks to all our assistant producers as well. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.